direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Justine. Happy birthday to you.
Are you crying? We're going to cut right now. I sing my daughter this every year on her birthday.
You sing it?
Yeah, this is the Mexican birthday song.
But do you, like, play an instrument?
No, I sing it. I kick the door open. She's dead asleep.
You bring in trumpets?
I seriously do, and she just cracks up. It's really fun.
So funny. Thank
and, of course, it's Las Mañanitas.
I thought it was Love Gun.
I got to play that while I can. All right. Well, I still can. Well, you still can do things in this country. Hey, though, you know what you can do in this country? You can have a happy birthday, Justine.
Thank you.
So far.
Your birthday was a couple of days ago.
Monday.
What did you do? Do you want to talk about it?
Monday.
I watched Beauty and the Beast.
Let me ask you this. I've heard about this. I read some of the reviews because we're 3 weeks behind. We haven't been able to get together for 3 weeks.
So
welcome in, everybody. We got Justine. We got Patrick. We got Jake. We got John. In a minute, we're going to have a special guest, maybe, possibly. We'll see how that goes. Justine, I've heard about this about Beauty and the Beast, and tell me if it's true. Is it a tale as old as time?
It is, yeah.
Song as old as rhyme?
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh, before we get into speaking of musicals, I just want to take a quick poll.
No.
You guys know I like Hamilton, right?
Yeah,
you guys know. I've mentioned Hamilton before.
I always hear great things
John,
about it.
Right?
Yeah, you loaned me the CD, which I've still got.
Okay. I just wanted to make that. Okay, I just wanted to put
Wait. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I just wanted to put that out there.
You should really get some tickets.
I want to get tickets to see it.
Are they on sale yet?
Oh, no. Yeah.
American Express. You can only get them if you got an American Express card, yeah.
Or if you're if you happen to be
your friends has tickets.
Or you know you're a pre you're a,
oh somebody here's already got tickets for
no
Hamilton.
No nobody here
it sounds
nobody
like
here
the tone of your voice says yes
nope nobody here it's okay you know why I have this
who's turning the reddest it's you he's turning the reddest he's got the tickets for Hamilton.
No I don't
you're blushing like crazy
he really funny. Is
no nobody's got tickets John nobody
not a single
especially
person.
Not you I suppose
oh my god
no especially not him
mm-hmm. Okay.
we're not bitter
okay
all right so let's talk about it Justine Ooh. you've been championing so we'll work our way backward we'll go with the newest movie released which would be American Beauty and the Beast. Let's talk about it.
Kevin Spacey as the Beast.
Now, where does Beauty and the Beast fit the original fit in your... We know Little Mermaid is your favorite.
Beauty and the Beast is actually... I've always struggled between Ariel and Belle.
Okay.
But then I realized I liked more Ariel's
tattoo. Do you have another tattoo of Belle somewhere?
I want to. I want to put it on the back of my... It's like right behind her. Can't decide.
And so,
don't ask where she has the beast.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Well, like he's sitting right next to her.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Until the curse wears off and it's a dude.
Oh, my God. Do you like Lady and the Tramp?
Why?
You should get a Lady and the Tramp stamp.
Whoa! Yes!
Out of the park. And it's gone.
You can get a...
Eyes rolled, guys.
You could get a Peter Pan tattoo.
I felt like Babe Ruth right there.
Do you like Dick Tracy?
You get a Peter Pan tattoo, it'll never get old. Hello! Hey! That joke was goofy. All right, now.
You need a Jiminy Cricket tattoo because you need a conscience.
Donald Trump needs one of those.
Put it on your shoulder.
Hello. All right, so.
Jiminy Crickets.
You're a lover of Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Talk about the movie. Give us your review. What did you think?
I don't want to spoil it.
In
though.
10
a lot
seconds
of
or less.
Oh, we know what happens.
Everybody knows how it
we
ends.
Know what happens.
It's a right? tale as old as time, okay? I think we've all heard of it.
I think everybody knows how it ends.
Yeah.
It was good. Patrick watched it with me the second time I watched it.
Wow.
Yeah. She's going
And she's proposing to go with me for her third time.
And you for her fifth.
A modest proposal.
And you.
And you get a Beauty and the Beast. And you get a Beauty and the Beast.
Justine's getting
it. Look into your seats. You got a ticket to Beauty and the Beast.
I'll be your date. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just keep going.
Let's go, Justine.
She must have really liked it.
Break it down for us.
Yeah. Better than La La Land.
Compare it to...
The original?
The original.
It is different. They sang a few songs that cut off a little shorter, but... It was good. I liked it. I don't know if I like it better than the original.
Wow. That's high praise.
It's pretty good. So the people I went with, one of them, he likes musicals, and he said it was just the best movie.
Ever? What's his favorite movie? We need context.
Yeah.
I don't know what his favorite
What's this guy's favorite movie?
I don't know what his favorite movie is.
Then we can't take his opinion.
But he loves musicals, so he said it was pretty up there.
Okay. Even though Emma Watson is getting lower marks for her...
Why is she getting low marks? Because she can't sing?
Because of the singing, yeah.
They changed. They kind of made it like a dialogue thing for her, though.
Which, you know, is understandable. She's not
She's
technically
just walking
a singer.
Around and just
They did like a Rex Harrison.
A
right.
Which wasn't bad.
Like
I mean,
speak singing?
It wasn't bad.
So that first...
Like in Hamilton.
The first song, the bell song.
You son of a bitch.
They just like... Instead of her singing a long song, they just cut it into pieces.
Okay.
So that's why you don't ever hear her singing and belting out of anything.
A little so let me.
It's in her dialogue.
So let me get the setting of this movie. It's a little town full of little people. Every day like the one before, right?
Yeah.
Is it a town without pity? Oh, wrong movie. Is Ben Gazzara in it?
Yeah. Little town.
Visually, though, it's really beautiful.
I went into it thinking it was just going to be another live-action Disney movie. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't.
But I was really surprised. It was beautiful.
It blew out everything.
Really well done. Mm. Musically, it was fantastic. It had more of a play opera feel to it.
Okay.
Which was really nice.
I know they added some songs.
They did. The Beast song is really good.
So it's like four new songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't even put Human again, and that's in the original Broadway.
Huh. Wow.
How did
cut
the Beast
from the
look?
Original Beauty and the Beast animated film.
Oh, they didn't
put it in.
I gave the Beast's appeal a lot of shit when it was first, like, the first pictures were being released of it. And I was like, why couldn't they get closer to the movie? Why couldn't they get closer to the movie? But when we watched it, it didn't bother me at all. In fact, I enjoyed it more because you could see a lot of facial emotion and expression in it, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. So I kind of backtracked on my original. I had really gone into it thinking it was just going to be whatever, but it was really good. It changed my opinion completely.
It's a long movie, though, but they're doing a lot of extra stories in there.
Yes, and you get more of backstory, which is nice. You find out why he becomes the Beast.
Which is what I didn't want to say.
That's not really... That happened in the first
movie. Oh, I don't need to see it now.
Sorry. Oh. But, I mean, you find out, you know, more about the characters, which is really cool.
A lot of them,
and it's nice, so it's not just this typical follow the girl all the way through... It's you see the Beast story, you see the father story, you see, you know, each character's story.
I thought it was a little ambitious to do a live action Beauty and the Beast, but I guess they felt the swagger of having been such a success with Jungle Book, which is also hard to pull off. And Jungle Book was good. Don't get me wrong,
it's really well done. Yeah.
I did not fall for it as much as other people seem to.
Beauty and the Beast, I get lost in. We watched it twice. I just get lost in the whole movie.
And it was kind of cool, too, because we saw it in 3D, and it's not like, you know, pop out and jump at you 3D.
But it's like you're
really,
on stage with them.
You felt really immersed, which was cool.
You know what? I saw, believe it or not, of all things, Wizard of Oz, when they brought it back for the 75th anniversary, they brought it back in IMAX 3D. And that was the only way you could see it. So I was like, well, we're going to go see it because I want to see it.
I'm sure that was amazing.
It actually, because of the way...
The sets were built, it
actually ended up, because of the way a lot of it's framed, so if you think of the scene where she's going through the apple orchard.
It feels like you're in a Broadway play.
It felt
exactly
like a play. It really
about.
Did. It was like, wow, this really worked.
My brother said you could see like where the makeup ended and creases in the costume.
Yeah.
It's stuff you were never intended to see.
That was the only painted sets,
and you're like, this is more magnified than ever.
That was the only drawback, but that you could make the same complaint about Blu-ray.
I have made the complaint about Blu-ray.
You can make the same complaint about Blu-ray or DVD. When it was first released on DVD, I couldn't believe how clear it looked. and it took a lot of the magic away. But I'm kind of used to that now. Like, you know,
yeah. I'm surprised I don't hear that more about Blu-ray. How it looks almost like videotape, like you're on the set with them.
Well,
that's
no,
that's always a good.
That's
thing.
Not necessarily Blu-ray. That's your the setting on your TV.
Yeah, it's your TV. More than
is that right?
Else.
If you have your motion control on your TV on,
oh,
it
is
looks
that right? Because
like,
I watched it at my sister's house. I thought this looks too
you
hyper.
You can turn that off.
So yeah. What is that? What is it? Your
motion
adjusting?
Control.
Motion control.
Because when it's on, it makes it look super
so
like real.
You more
it makes everything look like a soap opera.
Yeah,
it makes
exactly.
It makes everything look like
a soap opera. So there is a way to adjust that.
Yes.
Because I was watching Batman at my sister's house. I'm going, wow, this looks like too sharp. It's like
well,
too
that's,
weird.
Because like our
there.
TV, we don't have it on.
Yeah, I turn it off on my TV. Yeah, yeah.
It's the complaints they were giving The Hobbit when they had that more frames per second. They said it looks like you're on the set.
You just get dizzy.
Yeah.
You just get dizzy.
Oh, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. How was... Oh,
go ahead, John.
I was going to say, how is Sir Ian McKellen as Cogsworth?
It's very – they made it a very small role.
Yeah, it's not
he's
a
one of my favorite actors. I thought, I wonder if he's just going to be, like, pushed in the corner or something.
He wasn't, like – he wasn't a large portion of it like he was in Beauty – like the –
or like Lumiere. They
Lumiere
get, like,
was more
– always a big Lumiere. Character in the movie. But Mrs. Potts is the one that stole that for me.
Oh, yeah.
She – because she didn't –
Emma Thompson?
Emma Thompson just made it seem like it was Mrs. Potts.
Can she sing? Can
yes.
Emma Thompson
yeah.
sing?
She can sing. It was beautiful.
I wonder if she's ever sang before
that's
in a
what
movie.
I was wondering, yeah. too. They just all were just Broadway people on a movie
Kevin
set.
Kline, did they give him a song?
Yes, yes. It's very small and short.
I was thinking it'd be hard to put him in the musical and not give him a song.
It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
was
great.
Good.
It was good. Gaston was fantastic.
Luke Evans
was
great.
Really good. The relationship between him and LeFou was great, too.
I love that house. some countries are cutting that one little 2 second.
Oh yeah, how was the big game moment?
We thought it, that's what I had heard that it was going to be a big moment,
and it wasn't.
And it wasn't.
2 seconds
subtle
right?
through the whole yeah. thing.
It's not well, even like, anything really.
It's not bad. I actually found it wonderful the fact that there is that
subtext.
Relationship and that subtext because it's prevalent throughout the whole character. It's not. Just a moment of like, hey,
yeah,
let's throw this in. It's who he is.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was really cool. And the way he played it was really nice.
Somebody on Twitter said, it's really great that all these people are boycotting boycotting a movie where there's a gay moment when they don't have a problem with a beast made from witchcraft is having a relationship with a human woman.
Right.
It's like, yep, there you go.
I draw the line at gay. No. Can't do it. No.
They're like, bestiality, that's all right. Bestiality, but I just can't get my brain around it.
He was a man at one time.
But... overall, it was amazing.
They all held up on their own.
So you liked it too, Patrick, because I know you went into it with some trepidation.
And I give it high reviews. Right, I want to see it again.
I don't expect much from Emma Watson and your
family. I see, but
I didn't expect anything.
She wasn't bad.
I didn't expect anything out of her
I mean,
as far as singing.
All she's ever done is the Harry Potter movies, right?
Another
no,
movie.
She's done some other movies,
yeah.
but that
she
was her major.
She wasn't a standout singer.
One.
She wasn't like, wow, damn.
Yeah, but
wowed
her acting
me.
Was fine.
But it was good. It wasn't bad.
That's an interesting choice when they do musicals and they go, we can either go with a great actress and then we'll just worry about the music later, or they go for a singer and say, well, we hope they can handle the
but
acting.
But it's funny, too, because if you look at the animated film, even in the animated film, Belle doesn't have a lot of singing.
There isn't like any
it's
big showstopper.
More with in the Lumiere, beginning. With Mrs. Potts, it's everyone else.
So she's not really the big belter in that.
No, she's not. And I was okay with that. It fit perfectly. It was fine.
So how'd the castle look and all the stuff inside and all that stuff?
Good. It wasn't distracting. I know a lot of people were saying they look really creepy.
Uh huh. But it's supposed to be, isn't
but
it?
But when you hear the story of why things look like that,
yeah.
it all fits in.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it. Go see it.
All right, John, did you see Kong Skull Island?
Yeah.
I'm waiting because
I heard good things. I want to see
it. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. And it's not really a sequel to the Peter Jackson, and it's not really a remake. Hmm. It's a whole different idea. It's they don't take him back to New York. You know, it's like it's more like – it's 1973, and it's this like island that's like in the Bermuda Triangle or something. It's an island that nobody can get to because of the weather system around it is always swirling with storms. Mm-hmm. And John Goodman – plays mm-hmm. this guy who believes that there's other things on the planet that we don't know about. And he's able to persuade the government to send some military. Some people, they're like evacuating Vietnam. It's like 1973 and they're getting out of Vietnam. They're able to get some of those soldiers that are leaving to make sort of like a trip on the way home.
That just sounds fucked up. Be like, yeah, you've been in this really long, terrible world. We're just going to make a quick pit
stop. Yeah, you're
going to
go
we're
fight
gonna dinosaurs.
We're
going to make a pit stop at
this movie, they wanted it to kind of have the director wanted it to have kind of a Apocalypse Now vibe.
Yeah.
So Samuel L. Jackson is a little bit like Kurtz. Then he's kind of like single-minded and kind of losing his grip.
I want to see it. I've heard...
I'll see it just because I want to see a giant monster movie.
Well, it's funny.
You know,
on
he
the
looks
big
great.
Screen.
I got to say, he looks great. They spent a lot of time making Kong look wonderful.
And you're a huge Kong fan.
I am.
Critics have, like, I've heard critics have given it, you know, pretty bad scores, but from my nerd friends who've been talking about it, they loved it.
All I saw was love for that movie.
Really?
Did you watch it in 3D?
You know, I saw it twice. I saw it like the day it came out, and then yesterday I went to see it with my nephew Isaac, and they were only showing it in 3D. So I bit the bullet. I hate 3D, but it actually was not bad. It was.
They've gotten a lot better about it.
They've gotten better. The thing that always kills it for me is that it mutes the brightness when you put on the glasses.
It does. Yeah. It does.
It kills the color. But I'd seen it already, so I didn't. That felt better to me. I was seeing it a second time, so I thought I can live with it. But it was a lot of fun. The thing is, it's not a serious movie. It's fun. And it was really – oh, John C. Reilly is really the guy that steals it.
Yeah.
He plays a guy who was shot down over this island in World War II, and he's been on this island since like 1942, and now it's 1973,
I want to see it. I've heard
and,
good things.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston's good in it. He's in that. It's like an all-star cast. Brie Larson. You got a wall-to-wall people in this.
How are the effects?
Very good. Very well done. You know, there's a lot of other monsters on this island. Typically for a Kong movie, there's other nasties on this island besides Kong, and it's all done very well.
Did you see? I hear there's an end credits.
There is. You have to stay through the incredibly long credits and get to that last bit, because you will see that they are now going to stitch Kong into this larger, what they're calling, it's really dopey. Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures are now stitching together their Monsterverse.
Yes.
Which they talked about a long time ago with, like, Dracula Untold. And they just had slowed down.
So what they're going to do is they're gonna have him meet eventually. He's going to meet Godzilla.
Yes.
And cool. They're also working on a new Rodan and King Ghidorah.
Ooh,
love it.
Mothra. They're all going to be part of this Monsterverse.
I'm down. So. I'm down with it.
I love it.
I think that's why that Shin Godzilla, Toho's doing its own thing now. And they're like, okay, you guys do the American Kong stuff and we'll do the Japanese, Godzilla.
Man,
stuff.
I hope – I can't find Shin Godzilla on DVD yet. And you need to see that if you missed it last year.
Well,
that
was Isaac was saying he was watching it. He watched it online. Somebody's got it online.
That was a great
– he raved about it just like you did. He said it was really amazing.
Yeah, and it's just all of – it's all about how – you know, what would a modern bureaucracy do in the face of something that – something like that. But it's really good.
Almost like Arrival.
Almost like Arrival.
So we saw – before Kong, we saw trailers for the new Blade Runner. And the new Alien, and they both – that was a new Blade Runner trailer, one I hadn't seen before.
Is that the one with where they show Harrison Ford at the end?
Yeah. And it looks amazing. Yes. And that is the director, the guy that directed Arrival is the director for that.
Oh, yeah.
And the new Alien looks really good, too.
It does. It does look good. Yeah.
Let's hope, right?
Can't wait.
Did you see the preview for Coco?
No. Oh, you
That's,
mean
that book, plays before Beauty.
You mean
Beast.
Book of Life 2?
Yeah.
That's basically the
What's
same
Coco?
Story.
It's the new Pixar movie.
It's the new Pixar movie.
What is it?
They're giving shout out to the brown man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be
It looks good.
What
it
is
just,
it?
It's about Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like
Book of Life.
Book like Book of Life, yeah.
But that's not a Disney Pixar movie.
No. It's interesting.
It looks good. The design looks really cool. I just hope that
It's
you know.
A daddy issue film again.
Is it?
Yeah, like always.
You're going to
I'm going to cry.
A daddy issue.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, I'm going to cry.
It's a song as old as rhyme, guys. Beauty and the Beast. Are there good songs in? So I'm thinking like Vietnam era.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they
do they play? What's the song? They played in every Vietnam movie.
Just singing a song, just rolling along.
When they're in the helicopter. Oh God.
Well, they're playing white. They play White Rabbit and Run Through the Jungle, and. You know, yeah, there's a lot of Vietnam era stuff that
there's
fits
one
just
that
perfectly.
They always
yeah.
play
Which one?
Well, it's usually Spirit in the Sky.
Thank you.
And the other one is usually White Rabbit.
Yeah,
and,
White Rabbit.
And usually some Hendrix. Usually it's like Purple Haze or something.
Or Watchtower.
What I liked is when they show the base, when they're going to give them the call and say, we need some guys to escort these scientists to this island, to this uncharted island. They're playing the Chambers Brothers, Time Has Come Today. That sounded very much of the era, you know.
I want to see it, though. I think
it's a lot of fun.
It's good.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely worth seeing.
Are you thinking of... Fortunate Son by...
thank you.
Good yeah, you know, like Forrest Gump, anything set in Vietnam, there's always the same songs.
Songs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's nice when they try to play something that hasn't been used in 100 Vietnam movies. But that definitely sets the time period. It's definitely of its time, you know.
Yep. every time. The helicopter's going through the, over the jungle every time.
So this time it's Bad Moon Rising and Run Through the Jungle.
I'm cool with that.
Yep. There's the little Creedence Clearwater Revival
for you. That's what it was.
Some folks were born.
You know, it's funny, that guy that did...
Made to wave the flag.
The guy that did Spirit in the Sky, he says that is just... that bought his house, that put his kids through college.
I'm sure, it's still
paying him. He had one hit, and he says every time they want to take, like, 3 seconds and set the scene, it's 1967, they call him up and say, we need it.
You know, that's why I love... that's why I love... the beginning of Tropic Thunder, because they used Ball of Confusion.
That's right.
And nobody had done that yet. And
yeah.
It worked.
That's right. See, it's hard. It's lazy to pick Hendrix or Creedence. It takes a little more work to pick something that sounds 60s, but it's off the beaten track, you know.
Let me ask you a question, guys.
Oh, there's one more movie.
What's that?
Logan.
Oh, no. Before we talk Logan. No. Has anyone seen Get Out?
No,
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Did
go
you see, it?
See it. It's great.
I heard it was wonderful.
It is my favorite movie of the year so far.
Wow.
Sorry, Lego Batman.
Wow.
Really? More than Lego Batman?
Sorry, Lego Batman. Oh, no. It is...
it's getting like a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was 100 until probably Richard Spencer went on there and gave it a bad review, but... I'm assuming it was somebody.
98, really?
It was 99. Yeah. Let's look. It is, you know...
So
it
you
is,
dug it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's everything we've ever said about white people in a movie.
Shit.
I'm kidding.
Great. Oh, and by that, you mean all white people.
Yeah, all.
Every like, single one
present
of them.
Company.
Including the people. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, including the people.
99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So this was, Key or Peele?
This is Peele. Jordan Peele directed it.
Yeah.
Wrote and directed it. You know, people are calling it a horror movie. I would say it is a, by the way, Kong Skull Island, 78%.
That's pretty high for a monster movie.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast, 70.
Well, that's all the right wing Christian.
I don't get that.
It was all the Disney fanatics who watched.
You know, it's already
it
made its money back.
It
made $170 million the first
Logan.
3 days.
Who? Oh, them?
Beauty and the 92%.
Beast. Oh, yeah, they made a lot of money.
That's what it cost to make the movie, so it's all gravy.
Whatever.
Let's let John and Justine finish.
Well.
No.
Okay.
No, that was not said with any
malice.
That was not with malice
or snarkiness.
Okay. So, go see Get Out. I need somebody to talk about it with. It's fantastic.
Okay. You were saying they were calling it a horror movie, but
it is more of a psychological thriller.
That's what I was thinking.
Which I love way more than horror.
You may be able to guess some of what happens.
Don't tell me.
But seriously, the less you know going into it,
the better.
Okay. I don't know any. I know.
Go
really
see it.
Anything.
All right, I'm gonna go tomorrow.
Seriously,
go check
it out.
It's really hard to pull off a psychological.
It is so well done. And I will tell you this. I will tell you this. When the plot is revealed, it is extremely B movie plot. That if I tried to explain it to you, you guys would just go, "That sounds ridiculous." Yeah. But in the context of the way it's built and the way it's directed and it builds up the tension. The things he used to ratchet up the tension, it works so well and so perfectly. It is when Nicole didn't know anything about going into it, and when she walked out, she said, "That is the weirdest movie I've ever seen, but I loved it." Yeah. Like she loved it.
Yeah,
and I loved it too. It's great.
I want to see it.
Go check it out. It's worth it.
I want to see it before somebody reveals the twist.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. I don't want to tell you what's happening, but go.
Check it out.
Great cast. Everybody well cast. Everybody's a good job in it. Everybody does a good job in it. All right, let's talk about Logan, because we were going to talk about this 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
A while ago.
Go.
So good.
Who wants
so
to start?
So good.
Well, John, you're a huge X-Men fan. You're a huge fan of Wolverine. You're a huge fan of Professor X. Huge Patrick Stewart guy. What did you think?
I loved it. I thought it was probably just about the best X-Men movie I'd seen. Yeah. Now, some people will disagree with that. People that are into, like, it doesn't look like an X-Men movie because there's only two X-Men in it, you know, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, the old team, you know, this is pretty much, you know, everybody knows this, like, this movie's about the last days of Logan and Professor X.
Yeah.
And it's just really, really well done. And that R rating, you know, is there for the incredible violence. Mm-hmm. This is very real violence compared to a lot of the other
But it's what
movies.
We wanted to see. I mean,
it's what you want to see. But the main thing is it really goes deep emotionally.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It goes super deep emotionally of what it's like to be these guys. And especially at like the end of the rope, you know. Really
I mean, think
well
about
done.
It. They have, you know, PST, you know, PTS.
Yeah, think of all they've seen.
PTSD.
Thank you. Bad with acronyms.
And
PSTD, yeah.
Yeah, yes. I just loved it. I thought Hugh Jackman did a great job. You know, this is the way he wanted to go out. He said, I don't want to just do another Wolverine movie. I want this to mean something. So that's why, God, I think he took a pay cut. Him and the director, when they showed the script to Sony, they're like, gee, I don't know. This is kind of dark. It's kind of violent. They said, look, we'll take a cut. This is the way we want to go out. This is the last chance we have to do this character. This is the way we want to do it.
I thought Jerry Seinfeld had a big deal on that.
Whatever.
That's oh, what yeah, he said. He was the one that told him to do it.
He said, leave him wanting a little more.
Yeah.
You got to know when to leave the party. Leave it before.
He talked him into it.
Yeah, what did he say? He said, leave when you still got some gas in the tank. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's what he did with Seinfeld. He said, we could have drug it out another couple of years, but better just to go like, out on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I teared up. It was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
it was
really
emotionally,
emotional.
You know, devastating at some points. And
we don't want to give anything away. I don't know
I
if anybody.
It's been out long enough.
Think
I think
so?
You could.
Everybody here has seen it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I got in trouble for laughing.
Oh, so, oh
we can say. When
okay.
did you laugh?
Well,
so,
but when?
Okay, no. So,
there are funny things in that movie.
No, this was the wrong moment.
No, this was the wrong
like,
moment.
Like, I went, ha, and then, like, Patrick was like.
It was dead silent in the theater.
Did everyone turn around?
No. Well, thank God I didn't look. I was too upset at the moment.
Would have scooted over the seat.
You said, I don't know who she is.
Pretty much. Are you okay if we spoil it, Mario?
Yeah, well.
It's been 3 weeks.
Hold on.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Leave the room.
Okay, when Xavier gets stabbed by Wolverine, by Wolverine, she freaking just busts up laughing right at that moment. The saddest moment where he's telling, you know, him he remembers and, you know, he has all this pain and all this emotion.
And this was the nicest evening I've had in years.
Yeah.
And I don't deserve it.
Stab, and Justine just laughs right out of nowhere.
Okay, now what I want to know is...
I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, well, what I want to know is why. Did you laugh because you were uncomfortable with the moment? Was it a nervous laugh? Or
it wasn't a nervous laugh. Just the whole scene, I was like...
You thought it was
so
funny?
So mushy. And then he gets...
Whoa!
I was like,
see? Mushy?
See?
Xavier was pouring his heart out to who he thought was Logan.
And I just laughed at it.
The irony, the woman doesn't have any feelings.
I just saw it as
so Beauty and the Beast isn't mushy, but a man pouring his soul out.
Pouring his soul out
to his brother in arms. Yeah.
So I got a little pissed off with her. But I...
Whoa.
I'm not going to see Beauty and the Beast.
I like that you just busted out. Like, was it like a...
Yeah, it was that. It was exactly that was what. And it was like, are you kidding me?
Because, you're like in the moment, then you get stabbed, and you're like, what?
And the whole theater was quiet. Everyone in the theater, just pure, like, exhausting silence. And, you know,
it's a hell of a moment.
It's just like everybody's on the edge of their seat. They're hurting. They're in pain. And she just laughs. And I swear to God, I wanted to leave. I was just like, I can't be next to you.
The whole theater turned around and went, who is that?
Oh, my but God, you're the best.
I mean, it's a good story, but it's just...
Yeah, it's funnier now. It's one of those stories where at the time you were horrified, and now it's
like,
funny.
What is wrong with you?
Seriously, it's what it was. But, I mean, that and then the way they finished him off, it was just... It was emotional.
I thought it was great.
And I already have a thing, good you know, daddy issues.
Well,
so.
God, the whole thing with the daughter.
Yeah.
X-23.
God, in the car. Yeah, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Well, we said spoiler beforehand anyway.
Yeah, we did. We said spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing. You know, when he says, does she remind you of anyone, Logan?
Oh, yeah.
He was like heavy hands. Like, does she remind you of someone?
Yeah, Jean Grey. Why? Why do you ask?
I love the scene where she's in there eating cornflakes.
Yeah.
And this guy walks in, this mercenary walks
and
in.
She's just all
and
calm.
She's just kind of looking at him. And then the next thing you know, she's like got his head under her arm and just tosses it like a soccer ball.
It was.
Did you laugh at that?
Probably. It was so well done. And it just fit perfectly.
I should say I'm not a huge X-Men person, though. I watched all of them. I just never... stuck with me.
We're walking out the theater, and I'm all, you know, I'm still, you know, emotional. I'm a little, you know, destroyed at the moment. And she's just like, I didn't really like it.
Well, you got to care about those characters.
Yes.
To like
yes.
Yeah, you have to enjoy excellent character development.
You have to have a heart.
So. Yeah.
Probably why I love
The thing is, if you've made that journey, you've seen 9 movies with these characters.
Oh, and she's seen them all. She just doesn't care.
Just doesn't care.
Yeah, like I watched Galaxy of the Guardians, and that's
Galaxy of the Guardians.
Oh, my
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Whoa.
And that one just stuck with me. I was like, these characters are audience. So cool. I love these characters.
So anyways, Logan.
Those characters
I love Galaxy
stuck
of the
me.
Guardians.
X-Men never stuck with me.
You know what, Justine? I'm going to be with you on this one. I'm not the biggest X-Men fan. And I'm not the biggest. The first X-Men movies really bored me.
They're just bad.
The reboots have been... I've really enjoyed these reboots a lot better.
There's a lot of people that feel the opposite. That the reboots kind of lost the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked them all. I'll be honest.
The first few were...
For me, they were just... They were... I don't know why they were... I liked them better than you.
The first one, huh?
Which one?
The very first one. You didn't dig that, huh?
Hmm.
When they kept going on and they started, they did like the X-Men origin story for Wolverine.
Yeah,
they started doing those. That's when I lost interest.
I didn't see any of the this is the only Wolverine movie
you
I saw.
You didn't see the one where he goes to Japan?
No.
That one wasn't bad. Could have been worse.
I didn't see that one.
But I mean, so overall, this was a really, really good, and I like the fact that they even homaged to that comic book.
Mm-hmm. I said, love that.
These are just stories that some guy wrote.
I love
this
he holds it up and goes, 25% of this happened maybe. You know?
Maybe, and it didn't happen like that. Not everybody made it out. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, that scene where he goes, oh my God, she thinks there's a place, and it's just out of the comic book.
And then there is a place.
And then, God, the funeral where that kid's holding the Wolverine action figure.
Oh, Lord,
she turns the cross.
I told you, I was crying. I was crying.
Christ.
And Justine's just laughing.
Good stuff.
I loved how human it made them feel.
Not at the funeral. You didn't laugh at the
funeral. I laughed when he got stabbed. It was...
Yeah, that's bad.
Well, that's different.
Don't ever laugh at that again.
My God, when he comes in the room and goes, it wasn't me. I mean, Jesus. Because he sees this lookalike killed him. And he said, Charles, it wasn't me. I just thought, ah, what a scene.
I know.
Oof.
And then Charles looks up and says, it was fun. Oh, no, that's how the other captain died. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you like this movie?
I did like it.
Did you like Logan?
I did like it. I liked it. Yeah.
And
I liked it, but.
Yes.
Caveats.
Yes.
Caviar.
It took me out of it the first 5 minutes. Why does it have to be Cholos? I was already like, again, even in an X-Men movie, I got to be the bad guy. I can't not. It has to every time.
In your defense, I think one of them was white.
Anyway, after I got past that,
I don't think it really mattered. He was just bad guys. It could have been anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Could have been anybody.
All right.
It had to be Cholos.
He was around that area though. So
so everywhere we go, there's Cholos.
I don't remember where it was.
He was
exactly,
Texas.
But, yeah, he was right. Texas. He was border.
Why didn't you just have like? Why didn't you just have a bunch of Minutemen out there?
Would have been a good idea.
I didn't write
it. So Mario actually got up in the first 10 minutes and went, I'm out.
That really did take me out for a couple minutes. I was like, oh. Again. And then, you know, they kind of redeemed it by having a little girl speak Spanish. But did it. Anyway.
I mean, the nurse, the hero.
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
Yeah.
She's the hero.
But I liked a lot of it.
I love that. Yeah.
The saddest part to me wasn't that they died, because the dying was almost a catharsis for them.
I mean, you get that poison.
The saddest part, as my friend Hinnish pointed out, was seeing them in such decline. Seeing them living.
Oh,
sad. Oh, seeing Xavier like that was hard.
Oh, yeah. He's like carrying.
They're
around,
some of the most powerful X-Men.
Yeah.
Xavier can literally control
what
minds.
What happened
and
to the rest
things.
Of them?
You know, they didn't. It's funny. They just kind of alluded to that.
They
had an episode.
Story,
and he killed them off.
Yeah,
because they were hunting down. They were hunting down all the mutants.
I guess that's in the comic, yeah.
It's from the comic, and there's also one of the animated X-Men that kind of talks about it too, right? Yeah.
But also there was this episode they referred to in New England where he had one of those episodes that just killed all these people.
New England, which is where the school was.
Yeah.
And he killed everyone off, teachers, students, everyone.
And that's the thing. You can see that Logan's keeping him doped up for two reasons, so that he won't have another episode, and also he doesn't want him to know that he killed all those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really something. That was really just heavy.
It was heartbreaking.
Stuff. Because that's the one character that's the least in touch with his emotions.
Yeah.
And in this movie, he's just forced to. He's got to confront it.
It's interesting, too, because, I mean, Charles has always been the moral compass. He's always been the person who has always been the most concerned with, you know, human life and protecting everyone. And for that to be, you know, the antithesis of who he is and to have this just happen to him, it
And I love at the end, even crazy. To the end, he's communicating. There's yeah. another one. He's all, no, 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 you can't be. There isn't anybody left, you know. And he's like, yeah. no, there's somebody out there. And he's like nurturing her, even in the little time they have in the back of that, you know.
Yeah, he's still a teacher.
They're on the road, and he's trying to kind of like guide her through, and you know,
yeah,
crazy.
Let me ask you this, guys. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with the idea that that's the end of the X-Men, or do you think they're going to try to not? Are you comfortable with it? Would you be okay with that being the ending of the X-Men, or would you rather have them do something where they screw around with the timeline and they're like, oh, guess what? It didn't end that way.
Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, what they'll probably do is they'll just...
No, because it was in the future.
It's not going to be a sequel. 2029.
It was 2029, yeah.
Which is perfect because, yeah, anything they do to reboot it can just take place before that.
Yeah.
And if they want to, they should really take a break and not try to cast somebody as Wolverine right away because that's a real tough... gig. So why don't you just do some X-Men stories without Wolverine like they've been doing? That some of these last ones didn't have Wolverine.
He's been in every movie.
I'm surprised they jumped so far.
Well, it was
so
a cameo. Yeah. That last one he just barely turned up.
Yeah.
You know. He doesn't have to be in every movie.
I think...
They can just reboot it and do a million stories that take place before 2029, you know.
I was okay with this ending. It was heartbreaking, but it was... I agree. There was some catharsis in it.
I think this is an ending.
Yeah.
Because even for the last one was kind of like the end of a trilogy.
Yeah.
So I think wherever they go, they're going to have to just kind of start new. I don't know how many of those people will come back.
I definitely think they're done with, you know, this at least timeline.
They should give it a rest because, like with the Spider-Man movies, they just never give it a break.
Hey, just... we got July 7th. It's coming.
Well, it looks like it's going to be good.
That looks like it's going to be
good. It looks like it's going to be very good.
Well, they just keep rebooting it.
As long as they don't reboot. It doesn't look like a reboot.
No.
And you know what? I think with this, they won't have to. I think they're finally going to get
it's a reboot in that it's not Andrew Garfield.
Well, like my friend Patrick always says, toot it and reboot it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey-o. Is that me? Do I say that?
Didn't you teach us about toot it and boot it?
Toot it and boot it? Ugh. Yeah, I had to explain that.
Toot it and boot it.
I had to explain that to you.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll talk about Logan. Because I wasn't listening.
Of course not.
So defeated, of course not.
No, I'm kidding. I wasn't talking, so I wasn't paying attention. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, Justine is going to tell me why she has that look on her face.
I know. What's she looking at?
Trying to read.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Brain hurt. Looked like you were grimacing.
There you go.
Yeah, she looked like... Look at her.
I don't know what it says. It's too fine of a letter. I don't know.
What?
That letter too fine.
Well...
Are you okay?
She's having a stroke.
I wish I had a picture of her face right now. She's so squinty. All right, guys, we'll take a break.
Squinty.
And we'll be right back. Let's get down to business, Justine. Wait, John, you said they're making... We're back.
Yeah.
They're making live-action remakes of what now?
What I heard is that the Disney's... They got in the works live-action remakes of Mulan, Aladdin, The Lion King, and Dumbo. And I heard that it was going to be Tim Burton doing Dumbo.
Pass.
I'd be pretty curious to see how they do Aladdin.
Anything with a circus, Tim Burton's like, let me do it.
He's all stripes. Hey, I can do that. I can work with that. There's stripes in a circus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll just paint stripes on the elephant, and yeah.
Now, a friend of the show, Martin, is a huge Lion King fan. I was bugging him over the weekend by telling him that my dream would be to get Lion King directed by Wes Anderson because he hates Wes Anderson. So I told him, imagine the symmetry of him falling into that stampede, perfectly framed. You know that one shot. As he's slipping off the cliff. And then he'd do it as like the Fantastic Mr. Fox, just stop motion like lions. That would be great. Yeah. Who would be on the Kinks would be on the soundtrack.
That's right.
Who else? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be really great.
That reminds me of something. You've probably seen this. This is the funniest thing I've seen in months. Somebody did a parody, What If the X-Men Movies Were Made by Wes Anderson? Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
No.
You are going to die laughing. You're going to fall off your chair.
Is it good stuff?
It's a great trailer. It's what if Wes Anderson directed the first X-Men
movie. Oh, my God.
And they give you a trailer.
I want to see it.
Oh, my God. You are just going to...
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
We're all big Wes Anderson fans here.
Yeah, I like Wes Anderson a lot. I cried at his Christmas commercial.
Why?
That was a good Christmas commercial.
It was really good.
I don't remember seeing it.
It was for H&M.
It was for H&M.
Gee, I don't think I ever saw it.
Yeah, it was really good. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
I actually recall talking about this on the podcast.
Nope. Yeah, I think so. Because I talked about crying about it.
Did I talk about it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I probably don't remember it. Oh, if I didn't bring it up, I don't remember
it. I'm pretty sure you guys actually watched it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's on the train.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's very Wes Anderson. Mm.
It's not ringing any bells.
Is that the Darjeeling?
I'll ring your bell.
It's probably how I forgot I'm such a Hamilton fan.
Yeah. Wow.
How weird is it that Chuck Berry and Chuck Barris died? Two people that I confused one another. They died within days, John.
Crazy. Did Chuck Barris really die?
Chuck Barris died yesterday. Last night.
Really? That's so weird. Everyone's all, didn't you? Chuck Barris died today. Didn't you say that yesterday? Yeah.
I thought Chuck Berry.
Also, James Cotton, who was the harmonica player for Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
He died the day after Chuck Berry. And that was
John, let me ask you a question. Chuck Barris? Gong Show?
Yeah, the dating game, the newlywed game, all that stuff.
What was your favorite?
The newlywed game.
Oh, the Gong Show's hilarious. You know?
Yeah. Why isn't that on DVD?
Yeah, that's a good question. You wonder about that. Because they put just about everything else on DVD.
I need those Gong Shows. I used to watch it as a kid all the time.
It's got to be on. It's got to be on YouTube.
Yeah. I used to love the Gong Show. Yeah. What are you guys talking about each other over there?
There's a movie that has that. And no, it has Drew Barrymore in it. Do you remember that?
Oh, when about him being a spy.
Oh, that's based on his book, Confessions
of a Dangerous Mind?
Yes.
And that's
because he claimed he worked for the CIA while he was doing all those dopey game shows.
Yeah, I've seen that, and that's how I knew like
George
a lot
Clooney?
About his stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and was that who's playing Chuck Barris in that? Sam Rockwell?
The guy
no, Fight Club.
No.
Yeah, it was
Sam Rockwell.
That's a different guy. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Sam Rockwell.
Brad Pitt.
That was a funny movie.
Yeah.
And, of course, when the book came out, everyone went, yeah, this didn't happen. CIA, come on. But I liked the movie.
Yeah, the movie was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I'm reading the top five. John is the only person that will
top
remember
five
this.
Musicals.
No, top five things that – five moments in the Gong Show that captured Chuck Barris' bizarre magic. Number one was Gene Gene, the dancing machine. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The Unknown Comic.
Uh-huh.
That was huge. We all used to wear paper bags over our head when we were kids.
That explains so much.
The Worms, which were the guys who would just throw themselves on the ground. Oingo Boingo won there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
There you go.
I think you've hit on why it's hard for them to put this out. They've got to get clearance from all these people. That's why Laugh-In, it took forever to get Laugh-In on DVD, and now they're finally showing it on cable, because they had to clear it with the estates of everybody who was ever on the show, probably, from Sammy Davis Jr. to John Wayne to, you know, Nixon.
Speaking of clearance, I have to tell you this, John.
I've got clearance.
April 14th, I forgot to mention this.
What, Hamilton?
The new episodes of Mystery Science Theater, brand new, 14, I think it's 14 new episodes.
Mm.
With Felicia Day and good old Patton Oswalt.
Felicia Day's going to be?
Yeah, she's the Mads. Her and Patton Oswalt are the Mads. But they're not in it very much.
Okay, good.
She's not in the theater.
Okay, good.
It's Jonah Ray, who you kind of look like.
The beard?
You kind of look like Jonah Ray.
Is it the beard?
Jake's got to look about.
I don't know how to
You don't like Felicia Day?
He's like, I don't want to look like
not
her.
not particularly.
Like a true nerd, you hate all women?
Yeah.
Dang.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's a can and a
Except
half.
Except for Gollum.
What's the name?
That's
Jonah.
A can of worms.
Yeah, he likes Gollum.
He-Man, woman. Why don't you like Felicia Day? Let's talk about. Let's get to the bottom of this.
She doesn't have those eyes. She doesn't have those.
I heard she listens. So let's. I'm really interested to hear. She does not listen to this show.
No, she's.
No, she has better things to do.
Who's Felicia Day?
You would love her.
I watched a lot of Tabletop on her, and she just seems like she would get kind of obnoxious after a while.
But I think she acts that way because she's friends with Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Is it a TV show?
So if you're friends with her, then you're...
John, no, the floor is not open for questions, John.
That sounds like the Republicans.
Yeah, no questions.
That sounds like what they did to...
Felicia Day is hard to explain. She started out doing a web series. What was her web series about? It was about cosplay. Or was it was about...
I don't remember.
It was about...
I can't remember.
MMORPGs. They were playing a game online. It was...
The Guild.
The Guild, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, yeah. She started with a web series called The Guild, and she's very highly thought of in nerd circles. And she's
I like her.
She's very nice. She was very pleasant.
Dr. Horrible. She was the
main lead. Dr. Horrible. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the
girl.
An actress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she's an actress.
She's funny.
She's very funny. But apparently Jake doesn't
Her
like
eyes are too small. She's not bug-eyed enough.
Yeah.
He only likes bug eyes?
She's
he
not
likes,
Emma Stone, is, Emma what, Stone. Is what he's getting.
Oh,
at.
Is that what you call her? Gollum?
Yeah.
Is that what that
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah. Emma Stone does have large.
You know what, though? Felicia Day does kind of look, they have a very similar look.
Why? Because they're redheads?
Well, they're kind of wispy redheads, you know, like very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got.
I'm not saying I don't like. She looks like she looks pretty, but.
So you like Emma Stone?
Oh, so you're yeah. only
so
basing
you
it on looks?
Her as Gwen, right? On the Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she was great as Gwen.
So you must have
he
loved
didn't, he
La
didn't
La
like
Land.
Her as
you
much as Gwen because she was
yeah.
a blonde and she died.
And the Oscars. She must have loved the Oscars. And she got up there and won.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Damn, John. Damn.
Am I sensing some
shaming?
Like
no,
wait. You love?
No, I think she's great.
That was so passive aggressive. You must have loved the Oscars.
Loved it.
She got up there and won.
Yeah.
No, that was completely, I love her. Yeah. You're reading something into
you know,
that.
Yeah. He also probably loved The Hobbit.
I did love The Hobbit.
She does have strangely large
Smeagol.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Does she have big eyes?
Yes. She has a great personality. Okay?
I thought
she's wonderful.
As
she's
Gwen.
Like an owl.
She's a wonderful yeah. person.
Big ass eyes.
Big ass.
Oh, Eduardo and that's so great. Yeah, Eduardo and Hitters can finally meet. The big ass eyes. They both use the term big ass eyes. Oh, good stuff tonight. We're looking forward to game night tonight.
That'd be a great thing to have on a shirt. Big ass
so,
eyes.
Okay, so we're this segment has been insane.
The show has been insane.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
I know. So many times I look over there and you're like doing something else. You're like reading.
Well, you know why? Because
you're on the phone. You're on the.
He
screen,
hasn't been on
reading.
The show in a few weeks.
Been,
he's
yeah,
a little
you know
rusty.
I know because like after an hour you go, okay, let's talk about Logan, and we're like, what?
Do you want to talk about it? Just kidding.
No.
Did you love it?
Taco about it. Taco about it.
Taco bunny. Taco bunny.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. This time. We'll do it next episode
boop,
about Logan.
Boop
right?
boop boop. Boop, 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 boop.
You're welcome.
Gotta move on.
John loves disco. Bup,
I sure bup, do. Bup, bup.
What's your favorite disco song, John?
Oh.
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. Staying Alive.
I love to love you, baby. I love to love you, baby. I love to love you, baby. That's my favorite disco song.
I love when John sings. It's so nice.
Or
I feel love.
Tick 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You know
winter,
what?
Spring,
summer. You know what song I can never get out of my head? And people love to sing it, and because I'm going to do it to myself, and you're all going to have it in your head. Loving you.
Oh, no.
You know what that is? That's a glass breaker.
Oh, my God.
Loving you, know, you.
That actually breaks glass. That's Minnie Riperton, yeah.
Would you consider that disco, John?
That's pretty disco. Yeah, who just hit that note? Jesus, that's crazy.
A man, a guy wearing a Giants hat. Who else? Who else would hit that note?
Did you say a man?
That was no man.
Did you say a man?
Did you just say a man made that sound?
That was no man.
I just realized. Is that Hitesh?
It was a girly man.
Where is he? Is he here? Come in, Hitesh. Oh, yeah, there he is. We have a special guest in studio today. Let's pause for a moment. We'll get him set up.
Take a quick break.
We're going to take
we'll
a quick
right
break,
back, folks.
We'll be right back.
Be back.
What were we
what
talking
were we
about?
Talking about?
Yeah, what were we talking about? Hi, guys.
We
we're
weren't
back.
Talking about any. Oh, hi.
All right, here we go. Hittish is here, all the way from Northern California.
The interloper.
The interloper man comes in, just wanders in, but we make room for him. The water's parked, and there he is, spending a week down here in L.A. taking care of his dad.
Oh yeah.
His dad's unfortunate. How's your dad doing, sir?
He's doing all right.
He's laid out?
Yeah. So, real quick, broke his hip, broke his left wrist.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Well, he was doing this because we have, you know, at our house we have like an incline. And he was just doing his daily walk and saw there's a couple of weeds up on that thing. So, in his infinite wisdom, decided to climb up the hill, pull a couple of weeds, and he slipped. Down. Yeah. So, the good news is, obviously, surgery went fine, I guess. And now he's just grumpy.
Yeah, that's good. That's always good.
Grumpiness to me equals that there's no other problems going on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'll deal with the grumpiness because if I had to stay in a nursing facility to rehab, I'd be grumpy too. So yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Because he's not trying to barter his way into heaven now. He's not trying like suddenly being nice where he hasn't been nice all of a sudden.
Right all the wrongs in his life.
He's not reaching out to he's not reaching out to apologize for threatening to flay your skin when you were
when I had the gall to like ask for a couple of bucks.
Yeah. Or for taking the money off of your dresser.
No, that was when he was teaching me the value of it.
Oh, that is my favorite story. Please tell that story.
I actually don't know all the details of the story. I just remember what he said. But basically, the tenet was is that I had left some money not in my wallet, but on like the dresser.
I know where this is going.
Free money. And apparently, you know, I wasn't being very careful of how taking care of it. So he took my money and basically said he was teaching me a lesson because I didn't know the value of money and I left it laying around. Yeah, I'm like, really? This is my room.
I just remember
this
the story.
This is my space.
I just remember the story. Your dad walked in, like, surveyed the room and saw change and, like, scooped it up and just said, you don't respect your money and put it in his pocket. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I think he needed to feed the meter somewhere. Gonna go to City Hall.
You
should
have said, "Lesson learned." Can I have it back?
That's it, man. Nope. So quick, Hiddish, Logan. What did you think? We already talked about it.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. A definite departure from what you would typically see. And I had a whole lot of "Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just saw that" moments during the movie. So I thought that was refreshing to see it as an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think the, I don't know what they call it, the artistic license.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were good with that. It wasn't gratuitous. At least I didn't think so. It was just
not overtly.
Oh yeah, wow.
It
this
had
is
real
the comic
world
books manifested.
It
right
had
here.
Real consequences. Yeah. And somebody got it. Yeah.
And would you? Let me ask you this: did you burst out laughing when the?
I did laugh. I'll tell you when.
Let me ask you this: because someone in here, and we're not going to say who. We're not going to. She may be sitting directly across from me. She may not.
Justine.
Someone burst out laughing when Xavier died.
No, that's not when I
saw it. I love that. No, that's not it.
No, but I can understand why. No.
I felt really bad, actually.
Yeah.
I really
that's a natural
felt
response.
So bad.
That's kind of like what you say, a human response.
Yeah. Well,
maybe so.
Peter was dead quiet and just...
Well, you know, typically when you watch movies like this, you call them superhero movies, although this was not quite the typical superhero movie. They go out in a blaze of glory. They go out heroically. This guy basically was just confessing that, oh, I'm remembering now. And then he was just killed by someone who he thought was a friend.
Yeah.
And
heavy.
That was like, really? After all the things that this guy has apparently done in his life, that's how he goes?
Yeah.
That's like Shatner or Kirk.
Oh my God! I just made that illusion. The fire escape.
Yeah, the fire escape. Right? I'm like, God, so what a
ladder,
cheap way to go.
Yeah. I did say that Professor X's last words were, "It was fun," and then he just fell apart. Then I said, "Oh, wrong, Captain." Just to recap, you've already heard this. He hasn't.
I know. Right. Just
now,
I'm still upset about
what part did you laugh? What part did you laugh?
What part did you laugh at?
So. Really, really, you know, it wasn't, there was a little bit of like jokes put in, but for the most part, it was kind of a rough movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember, what's her name? 23?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had a name, Laura.
Oh, yeah. Laura, yeah, yeah.
Laura doesn't really talk. She just kind of grunts throughout the movie. She's throwing out like rolling heads and things like that. She's pretty badass.
Classy.
And then she starts talking. And it's like straight up like Spanish with like the strongest accent.
Oh,
and
when
I just,
she starts raging in the car, just starts yelling at him in Spanish?
Yeah. I just started laughing.
What I love is that he goes, "What was this? For the last 2,000 miles, you haven't,
you haven't said
peep.
A word." Right.
And as soon as she starts ranting, he goes, "All right, shut up already. All right, all right, all right. Quiet."
But it was strong with the ethnicity.
Yes.
It was very strong, and that made me laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't expect a young child to be that... At least in an
that
American
boisterous?
Movie.
Yeah. She was raised in Mexico City, yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
And so that was deep, and that made me laugh. I'm like, that's real.
Yeah.
That made me laugh, because it wasn't like watered down for the movies for the American audience.
No.
And that made me laugh.
No,
that
no,
realization.
No. I love
so you
it.
Just, you didn't laugh at the inappropriate moments. It's good.
No, you laughed
when
it was
someone
appropriate.
Well, I don't know if it was appropriate to laugh then either. But
I think it was.
It wasn't like
it was.
Someone died and I was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
I mean, I'm not...
I'm not a monster.
I won't say anymore.
Wait, So you're an X-Men fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, when I
would, sort of, I guess.
Well, I was telling them the story when this is the guy who got me into comics way back in the 80s, because when your dad had his place up here, we would go to the fortune bookie.
Fortune bookie.
Ah,
yeah.
Yeah. We would go to the fortune bookie and spend, yeah. we'd spend any money Hiddish's his dad didn't clear out the dresser on comic books. But at the time, Hiddish was embroiled in buying this thing called the Encyclopedia of the Marvel Universe. And what was it, the Encyclopedia? And
it was called something.
Yeah, and
it was basically a series of comic books that basically went A through Z.
I remember those.
Characters,
yeah.
And kind of gave a little bio. And the bigger characters got 2 pages. The smaller ones maybe shared half a page or something.
I did not know a lot about the X-Men, and he filled me in on a lot of the X-Men backstory. This is before the cartoon and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, but you can't refer to me as a subject matter expert.
You know, you knew more about it than me. You knew that there was a West Coast Avengers.
Yes.
And a Canadian Avengers. Yeah. I love that there was a Canadian X-Men and a West Coast Avengers.
What were they called again? Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Dang. See, I would have never.
I remember
known.
That.
I would have never.
I think, there was,
that's Emma. Emma's walk passing through from game night. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
She's wearing a Slytherin.
Slytherin. Slytherin.
What is that from?
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
What? It's one of the houses.
It's actually the best house.
It's part of a
hoose. Slytherin.
That's debatable.
It's a hoose?
It's a hoose.
Slytherin. Nice.
Hufflepuff.
I'll Slytherin.
All about Hufflepuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hufflepuff's got other. I'm in Hufflepuff, and it's just the house of really good friends.
What is that?
It's like the nice guys are in Hufflepuff.
Hiddish and I have the same opinion about Harry Potter. Give us the opinion on Harry Potter.
What's the opinion?
I don't know if we have the same opinion.
Uh-oh.
Do you enjoy it?
No, I love it.
It sounds like you don't like Harry Potter.
I haven't read the books.
Nor have I.
I think we're on the same point with that. I watched all the movies.
I have as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of them, or do they all kind of run together in one?
Let me tell you something. The only one I remember is the last one, and that's only because people were dying. I'm like, oh, there's some gravitas here. It isn't like, oh, here's a cute chessboard or whatever. People are walking around on it. All right.
Here's a cute chessboard.
Or soccer on broomsticks. Or
right. So from, you know, talking to the wifey, talking to other people that are into Harry Potter, the books are apparently much better than the movie.
Yeah.
Movies. So I'm like, all right, maybe one day I'll get around to reading it. But I never got to where I was reading it. And historically speaking, books are always better than movies, right?
That's true.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'll give it a little bit more credit. I just wasn't captivated by the movies. The last one was kind of the one I remember, and that's the one they play on cable all the time now. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always just the part two.
Yeah, yeah.
Part two?
Although you should get the Harry Potter deck builder game. It's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. I know enough about the characters to.
Well, I do know you, and if you don't love it, you're less prone to be, I guess, apathetic. So you'll typically hate it.
It's apathy and rage are my two moods, I think.
Mm-hmm. No. It's abject love.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And then with a very narrow band of the Encyclopedia of Life, there's apathy, and then there's the rest of it's a hate.
Yeah, that's true.
Grumpy hate.
Oh my God, you nailed me. Yeah.
It's a very grumpy. Hey, it's a grumpy, spiteful.
You know
hate.
What's wrong though? I didn't see anything wrong with what you said, and I agree with it 100%.
Yeah,
and that's the way you should live your life.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. You. So with you on the Harry Potter spectrum, I think you're more towards the abject hate.
No, I don't hate it
because I think you'd make fun of it.
What happened, Justine?
I don't know why I thought that would hold up.
Justine moved.
Like, oh, if I turn it down, it'll hold.
So Justine moved seats so Hiddish could sit in the other seat. So she's now directly across from me. And Hiddish, you're also sitting next to someone in a Giants hat.
Yeah,
I know.
How do you feel about that?
I've had 9 years to get used to it.
Yeah, is that? Is it?
How far north are you?
I'm in San Jose.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
which
he's
is up. Apparently Giants territory.
A little bit.
And the A's, with their sad plight of a situation, aren't allowed to move to San Jose because the Giants are enforcing territorial rights.
I see.
Which were given to them by the A's, and I think it was the Haas family? Or who's the current owner? The Lou Wolf is the current
He's looking
owner.
At you, Patrick.
And the Haas family, when the Giants were ready to move to St. Petersburg, Sounds by the way, right. in Tampa Bay, and play in that abomination of a dome they call Tropicana Field. You know, the A's came through and said, you know what, if it's for advertising rights and things of that nature, they ceded the territory to San Jose. Unfortunately, tit for tat doesn't really work in business. So the A's got screwed.
Well, so what you're saying is we have the A's to blame for the Giants
being remaining in San Francisco, yes.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
It's all the A's fault.
Damn it.
Otherwise, it would be, you know, on the East Coast, and Will the Thrill would have been whatever he is over there.
The Tampa Bay Giants. Ew. That would have been great. Oh, my God.
Sounds it was going to be Tampa St. Petersburg. It wasn't going to just be Tampa Bay Giants. It was going to be some ridiculous thing.
That's a mouthful.
You can pull that mic closer so you don't always have to lean in.
No, because I'm chewing. I'm drinking.
Gargling.
He's being polite.
Gargling. What were we talking about before Hiddish interrupted us, you guys?
I don't know.
Talking about disco. Wait, your mic's really low.
No.
That's a good thing.
No.
Go ahead. One more time.
We were talking about disco.
Is it on? I don't think it's on.
No, it's on.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Oh, maybe I. No, it doesn't.
No, that's all of it. He said it's 7-8.
It's
right?
Just not a. It's not the best mic.
Go ahead, try it.
But
again.
It's the same mic as I said. I think.
No, she's not on.
She was on earlier when she said she thought it was hold.
No.
Before did she turn it off?
Before she dropped it.
Yeah, it's still on.
There it goes. It's the
there
wire.
Ah,
play with the wire a little bit.
Jiggle it.
Play with your wire.
Jiggle it.
There you go.
Better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't touch it.
Not touching it.
For God's sake, don't touch it.
We were talking about disco.
That'd be a great soundbite. We were talking about disco.
Yeah.
Just have that be like a sample.
Oh, you were singing disco.
We were talking about disco.
You were singing Minnie Riperton.
That's not really disco.
Loving you.
Oh, and then I hit the note. And
yeah. Oh, you hit the note. Yeah.
He hit the note, and then John said, who hit that note? And I said, a man in a Giant's hat, of course.
And that's then we said, Hiddish just walking through that.
Yeah, there he is.
Hey, we're all caught up.
Hey, we're all caught up.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's talk about Logan.
Let's talk about Logan now.
Hey.
We already did.
How about that King Kong?
Beauty and the Beast, Get Out.
Wait, did everyone else like it?
Everyone
Logan, yeah.
Thumbs up. Oh,
yeah.
Everyone liked it.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Except for Justine, because she doesn't
have a
heart.
I wouldn't say I loved it. I'm just not a huge expert.
No, she just doesn't have a heart.
And he was also saying when I left the movie, I had no questions for him.
It's a great, even just watching Logan, it's a great isolated movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You don't have to see the previous nine.
No, not
that. That was what was great about it.
It was a standalone.
Just leave, Justine.
It was like Unforgiven.
A little. Well, they definitely made it was a Western because you had all the references to Shane.
Yeah.
Which we've watched on this very show, John. Remember we watched
that was kind of like a Western, and that James Mangold directed 310 to Yuma. So he's got.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
He's got some experience with Westerns.
It's good up until the end.
Yeah. The only thing that was missing is him walking away into the sunset.
I love that.
Other than that, it was really like the redemption of the.
Well, the way they work Shane in. She's watching Shane, and then she knows a little bit at the funeral.
And then she says the line.
Yeah.
She repeats it. Yeah.
As soon as he was telling the stories of like, I first saw this at the cinema when I was like 8 years old. I was like, Professor X is dead. Like that's like once you get once you start reminiscing like that, it's like that's
I mean,
it.
I knew it was going to happen.
When you see
everybody
him in the first
10 minutes,
he looks like he's dying. He's on his deathbed. That first 10 minutes, you know.
I loved how ornery he was too.
Yeah.
He's a grumpy old man.
Yeah,
grumpy old man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm not a box of avocados. Get in the car. You know? It's really sad that last time he carries him up the stairs and he tucks him in and he's all this is the. The best night I've had in a long time.
You knew that family was dead as soon as they stopped.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know, and he even said, every minute we stay here, it's going to get worse. We really ought to move. And he says, just a couple more hours. Let us sleep just a couple more hours.
That's it.
And you just thought, ugh.
Okay, let's stop talking about it.
This
cry.
Is how it ends.
Renee, please.
Hey, Renee.
Justine, you're in the way.
Renee is here, everybody.
God.
Renee, did you like Logan?
Much better right now.
Damn.
What did you say?
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
Renee, did you like Logan?
Renee liked Logan, but he didn't love it.
Yes.
Oh, I agree with him.
You liked it, but didn't love it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
I agree with him.
Did you laugh
at
Professor
any moment?
Xavier died? Because Justine did.
Under the bus.
You're not going to live that down for a while.
Never.
Hey, Renee, did you know that I like Hamilton?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. It's weird.
Renee.
I agree with
Renee.
That. Like,
you should, you should
like,
definitely get some tickets.
Who in this room has access to Hamilton tickets?
No one.
No, officially no one.
No one in this room.
Officially no one. Okay, because he's alluding to something. Like somebody's got...
Yes, he is.
No one in this room today.
Ah.
They've been here before, that's true.
Is that true? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, anyway, guys.
He's copping it. Yeah.
Actually, John, you have to bone out as we as the
kids
say.
I beg your pardon. Pardon me while I whip this
so
out.
So let's take a quick break.
Ah, bone out.
Let's take a quick break. We'll put Justine back in a regular chair. And then we're going to play...
I thought we're going to put Renee in a regular chair.
We're going to play Choose One. We're going to go... Hiddish is going to go toe-to-toe with us all.
Oh, snap.
All right? No, we're not. We're going to see how well we know Hiddish. Obviously, he knows my three moods, rage, apathy, and... What was it? Love?
Abject love.
Rage, apathy, and abject love.
We have seen like the 2 seconds of lust. That was an experience.
When was that?
Game night.
Who?
You.
Who did I lust after?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny.
Was it? Yeah. Well, she likes fat guys, so it's...
Please. Let's not get visual.
Shout out to my wife.
I love it. Shout out to my wife.
All right. We'll be right back as soon as John bones out.
Bye.
We'll be right back. Say bye, John.
Bye.
You're not coming back, you son of a gun.
Gun. Yeah, bye.
Hey, we'll see you soon. Hey, John.
Yes.
Not a scratch.
Hey, don't go changing.
Hey, don't to try right, to please me. All right, we'll be back.
All right.
All right. You hang up. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. No, I love you more. Okay. I love you more. Okay. No, I love you more.
Thanks for the magazines. We'll be right back.
Thanks for Dr. Strange.
All right, we said goodbye to John Sandy, and we say hello to Renee Bravo,
hello.
Who is going to—he's actually producing the last segment of the show, so that's why it sounds so good.
Thank you.
It's like musical guests.
Finally, we have some.
It is musical
professionalism.
Finally,
in the podcast.
You look good back there.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, you're not even paying attention, but
no,
it's okay.
I'm checking the levels. I'll check my job.
I'll check your level. Renee, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
You know all these other podcasts you're on.
Yes.
You know, could you once in a while maybe snap a picture of this podcast and be like, hey, they record here too.
Shit, I have noticed that.
Have you noticed that?
Social media. Renee's always posting pictures of all the podcasts.
Oh, we're here on the Jibbity Jab podcast.
Except for us.
We're talking about model airplanes this week, and I love this podcast. Nothing. Us, nothing. No love. No love for the superiority company.
I would do it right now, but my phone's charging.
Oh, yeah. Like Hiddish's Fitbit.
I bet it is.
It's about to lose a Fitbit challenge. This never happens, everybody. He forgot his charger. Where did you leave it? At home?
I don't know.
There it is.
I'm only getting like...
Do you want me to take the hat off?
Three.
You're only getting the important
I'm only getting two-thirds. Two-thirds of the group
making sure
here.
He gets Patrick out because he's wearing the hat.
I know. Oh, yeah. Let's go
that way.
Crop it out.
Crop it out.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Like barely...
There it is.
We got 5/6 of the group.
Here. Yeah, you don't need the guy with a goddamn giant.
You can take one for the team.
Yeah, your team.
Wouldn't be the first time.
All right, here we go, guys. We are going to play a round of Choose One. Today, the subject is Hitesh Patel.
Who knows me?
Who knows me?
No one knows.
No one knows. Who can really know the Patel? No one. All right, so he has 10 cards, and those cards are two choices. He'll read those choices. We will all guess which one Hiddish prefers.
All right, go.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
All right, so the first one is football or baseball?
Oh.
Football.
Baseball.
Or baseball.
Base.
Now Mario has named me,
Hiddish
has glossed me multiple
Hiddish,
times.
Hiddish Berline to my Mario Galt.
That's way back. There's also Hiddish Schrader.
Hiddish Schrader. That's right. But you are a bit of a But you could pitch. You could pitch too. I'm just gonna go by what you like better. I know. I think I know. I'm gonna give myself a point already. All right.
Come on.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, I said baseball.
You said baseball, Renee.
I'll say football.
I'm gonna say baseball.
I said baseball. Yeah.
Baseball.
Yep. Baseball. Everybody but Renee.
Is baseball world classic today?
Yeah. We
U.S. versus Puerto Rico.
At
Dodger Stadium.
That's right.
That's going to be a party, man.
We should be
those
down.
Puerto Ricans know how to have a good time.
Heck yeah, they do.
Did you see the footage of the game?
No.
Big party, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, all the American, like, you know, American Major League Baseball fans will be sitting there quietly on their hands. You know, like this, and all the Puerto Ricans will be out dancing in the rows.
Yes,
be awesome,
yes, that's what I like. Like, so it's like an Angels game for the Americans.
Dang.
Love it. Yeah, thank you.
All right, ready for the next one?
I'm ready. I've never been more ready in my entire life.
Coffee or tea?
I was not ready for this question.
Coffee.
Can I go?
Or tea?
You go.
This is you.
Tea. Just,
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, I'm going to go tea as well.
I'll say coffee.
I'm going to say coffee.
Yeah, I'll be the different
coffee. Tea.
I'll also say coffee.
All right. So I have to ask the question. When we talk about tea, what type of tea are
that's,
we talking
see,
about?
See, that's what's throwing me.
Right? You can make it English style, which is with the tea leaves and then a little bit of milk.
It's mm-hmm. basically coffee.
Right?
It's
or good. You can make it Indian style by throwing a bunch of spices in it.
Yeah.
Or you can just sip some Earl Grey and, you know.
I'm thinking of you. Yeah, let's just
what
do.
Type of tea?
What's your gut say?
What is what? Like, I would just say like a standard brewed tea.
Okay. Well, it's coffee.
Notice I put that in my favor. All right, who said coffee?
I also said
because if it had been like, you know, maybe English style or with spices.
Well, it's like what it. Like when you think you like tea, chai what do you tea. Think? Like what do you drink when you drink tea?
When I drink tea. It's usually white pear.
What the heck is that?
White pear tea.
Ooh,
what is that?
Super light.
Super light. Super like, you know, ready to turn in for the night. Just relaxing tea. Or I'll make like chai in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's also considered quote unquote tea.
Say it again.
But not the same thing, right?
Chai tea?
Chai tea.
No, you said it.
No, it's okay.
You said
we're
it
done.
With the accent, bro.
It's recorded.
You said it the way it's supposed it's to recorded. Be said.
But to be honest with you, I would say 80% of the time I'm having a coffee or tea moment, it's usually coffee. So I gotta be right. I gotta be true to that.
All right.
I like his answer. He's honest.
did you say coffee or
hell
tea?
Hell no, I said tea.
All right. See, it's stereotypes, man.
All right. Next Whoa. One.
Whoa. Whoa.
Roller coaster or Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel.
I'm going to go roller.
Now, here's what's throwing me.
Well, wait. Let's have a discussion about this. What is the difference between a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel to you guys?
One goes in a circle.
And then one goes in a circle, but yeah, faster.
They all come back to the same spot. Right?
That's true.
They all come back to the now, same spot.
One's for the thrills, one's for the sight.
Here's what's throwing all me. Right. You as an engineer. Now, I could see you looking at a roller coaster and going, wow, look at the way they built this. Look at this design. And I can also see you going, this Ferris wheel is over 100 years old. The design still works. You know, this is like a marvel of modern tech. So I'm really trying to get inside the head of Hiddish Patel right now and decide.
He probably seems
this is why he's
going to
lose.
I'm just going to say roller coaster.
I'm going to say roller coaster because it's a thrill.
I'll say roller coaster, yeah.
I said Ferris wheel.
All right, so is that everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I ain't got time for the science.
I know Hiddish. I know Hiddish almost who as
said,
well as you.
Who said Ferris wheel?
Justine.
I've lost two.
This is why you failed.
Two-time loser.
Go ahead, man.
Yikes, a tough room. Here we go.
You're on a losing streak.
There's no love here.
I'm with Renee right now. I think we're same points. All right,
appetizer or dessert?
Oh, ooh, appetizer. That's a hard one.
I'll say dessert.
Ooh, that's appetizer. Tough, though.
I'm going to say dessert.
Yeah, I'll say dessert.
Nope, appetizer.
Appetizer.
I'll say dessert. Oh, I'll go tough. With the winning
team. That's a
tough
team. One. That's tough.
Unless I lose.
Because I'm diabetic, I've switched from dessert to appetizer.
That's what it was!
I knew that, but I also know that every time we see you, you're like, I'm going to walk today. I'm going to have some tiramisu.
No, no. Usually when nowadays when we get together, it's only going to be a special
occasion.
That's
true.
Occasion, right?
That's true.
So you're skewed.
I've gone appetizer too, but I do like I'll tell you what.
I do make a mean tofu lettuce wrap now.
How's that?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, dude. It's like you're at, what is that?
P.F. Chang's?
Place? Yeah, that place.
You can't talk about food and not bring it.
I told you, the other day I got a. There
we
you
don't
go.
Know, that's true. He did.
She's like, Hiddish brings us some nice raspberries.
Yeah, Hiddish brought
love
us
it.
A berry assortment.
What does Mario get us?
I brought you Jack in the Box tacos, you bastards.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, when you stick ranch
these
on
are,
them, they're
these
disgusting.
Are fresh. These are fresh raspberries.
Hiddish, no, he brings
Jack in the Box tacos, ranch or no?
No ranch.
Yeah, right?
He also brings the box of goodies.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, don't you bring like a loot box?
Yeah, it's you're going
to
see it.
That's what we're playing for
you get
right
to,
now.
You,
that doesn't
because,
count. That's part of the show.
Because you, because you were the victim, you get to go in it, and then whoever wins gets to go in it, unless it's me.
All right, so where are we now? That's
what she said.
One, two, three, Whoa. Four cards. We're almost halfway through.
Yeah, 50%.
All right, here's the fifth one. Oh, the Flintstones or the Jetsons?
Jetsons.
Everybody said Jetsons.
Everyone said Jetsons. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I really don't have much of a horse in this race because I don't watch either one of them, but I would prefer the Jetsons. Mm-hmm.
The future's always.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
That's right. I love it. Justine, you're roaring back with two.
All right.
Stampeding to the...
So we're at the halfway point. What do we got? What is it looking like? Are we taking odds now?
Everybody's got
me,
four.
Me, Jake, Patrick have four. Renee has three. Justine has two.
All right. Good job.
You can tell we've played this before.
Yeah.
This game is within reach.
It is. I feel like the odds are good that...
Everyone is in currently still...
Everybody's in it. It's right. Everybody's ball
ready?
Game.
Mm-hmm. Next one is opera or ballet?
Opera.
Ballet.
Opera.
That's a toss-up.
I'd rather see someone move around than someone stay
Have you listened to an aria?
Beautiful.
Are we done?
Oh. I'm going to say opera.
Are we all in?
Opera.
Yeah, opera.
She's in Beauty and the Beast.
So you get this one is like a tougher one because I don't have a really strong preference, but I am a Bollywood guy. So you got they're singing and dancing, but usually everyone toe taps to the singing, so I'll go opera.
Yeah.
Who said opera?
Everybody except for Justine. She's not learning.
I would rather watch ballet.
That strategy is not working.
I think you need to listen to some opera to appreciate.
Opera is pretty good.
I'm not saying listen to it all the time, but you have to appreciate the technical skill that it takes for an opera.
Yeah, and you of all people, musicals, they're one step away from opera.
Yeah. So I've been to operas. I enjoy them quite a bit, only because when you're there, that's your focus. If you're telling me, hey, you want to listen to some opera when you're driving down the road, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Time and place, but I have a great appreciation for it.
There's a lot of emotion behind like they're singing too, and it's like a whole act.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm just listening.
I do a better job in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
but I
does
can't
an imitation
do it.
Of somebody doing that song.
All right, I'm pumped.
Blackjack or poker?
Blackjack.
Say blackjack.
Or poker.
I'm going blackjack too. Yeah.
I want to say, well, here's the thing.
Well, poker, though. We're talking about five card stud, Texas Hold'em.
That's just bluffing, though, in poker.
Yeah, but he likes to play games. He's a gamer. Oh. He likes to get in the head.
I'll say poker.
He likes to outfox, outwit. And there's a certain element of luck to both games that he would hate.
But blackjack's just playing odds.
So I'm going to say blackjack because you have better odds, I think.
Are we all in?
Yeah, we all locked in. Mm-hmm. Justine said poker.
Yeah.
So Mario started off on exactly why I like poker better than blackjack.
What? Yeah.
Because beyond the odds that you have, which is the hand that you're dealt, or the hand if you're playing a different style of poker, the hand that you get back, it allows a little bit of gamesmanship. When it's blackjack, it's like okay,
you're just playing
me
odds
and this guy, and there's a whole bunch of people here doing the same thing, not really. I mean, I guess we can chat with each other, but the game isn't with them.
That's true. So who said blackjack?
Everyone except for...
I said poker.
I think he said poker.
Who said poker?
I said poker.
Poker?
Justine and Jake said poker.
Yeah, there you go, Justine.
Bringing it back.
Jake knows you better so far.
Jake took the lead.
You and the brawny guy are best friends. How does that feel?
Well, let me ask you guys. That's how I perceive blackjack versus poker.
Yeah.
I mean, is that it?
Yeah. A little bit more games. Winning with poker.
I will say that if I'm gambling, blackjack gives you the best odds in Vegas.
That's
so
what I would do.
That's the game I prefer. If we're sitting around, blackjack's boring when you're just sitting around, you know? Playing poker night with Herb was always great because it was like.
Playing Fry with Herb. Those
are AC Deucey.
Right. But those are the games that when you play with each other is more fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because blackjack is just counting cards and playing odds.
It goes back to what you said, time and place. Time and place. But poker is more, you can get into people's heads. And
Absolutely.
And you're just glaring them down. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I would have thought Mario would have said poker.
You know what I stuck on? I was like, he also likes to win money.
I mean, who doesn't like to win
money?
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't think that's a rarity.
No, I know. I was like,
I hate it when I win $1,000 in Vegas.
I wanted to know, like, what is winning the money more important?
All right.
It's about the game.
Next one. Get over it or carry a grudge?
Oh, grudge.
Yeah. I'm going to think grudge. I think he's spiteful.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried about game night tonight, actually.
I'm going to say grudge.
I'll say get over it.
I think blood's going to be drawn this evening.
I already know. Since Justine said get over it, I already know grudge is it. So it's concerned. What do you got, Mr.
Oh, definitely it's a grudge.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm trying to become a better human being. But I'm failing miserably at it. So I'm just going to hang on to my grudges.
It doesn't work. I tried.
No, carry that with you, man. Carry that with you.
Nothing wrong with being petty.
Renee, what did you say?
I said grudge.
Sure
everybody
did.
Except Justine got a point.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that poker on.
No, I'm definitely trying to get over things, but it just it doesn't make me happy. I don't feel any satisfaction. Like, but I got over it.
There's no joy in being the better person.
There's not.
No, it actually hurts a little bit when you're trying to be the better person.
Yeah, it does.
You're like, I want to just...
Because then you're hoping for karma,
yeah.
Right? Then,
yeah.
Okay, I'll be the better person, but someone needs to pay.
Karma needs to
pay. Someone needs to pay, and I shouldn't have to pay because I'm the better person.
Holding a grudge is the only way you're going to see that instant
karma. Needs to step the fuck up. Well,
what if something happens that you're not around to, like, you know, like, eventually they do get theirs, but you're not around, then what's the point of that?
That's true.
When I can carry this grudge around and just be angry all the time.
You know what it is it, you get that little ball of hate in your stomach.
Yes.
It doesn't come out.
Yeah.
And it fuels you. Right? You do everything because of spite and anger.
I try to explain that to the people where they
you can accomplish a lot in life like this. I'm telling you now.
No, people doing this to spite you.
Sometimes makes you even a better person.
Yes.
It teaches you, you know. You gotta be different.
I do not want to play Game of Thrones with him.
That's the first game we're gonna play.
He's also a huge Game of Thrones fan.
I am sitting out.
We're busting that out tonight.
I got 100% on one of those online quizzes. I'm so proud of myself.
There you go.
Well, now you're gonna get to backstab all of us.
So let me ask you a question. If you'd gotten 99%, would you have held a grudge against the guy who invented that quiz?
Yeah, because whoever did it that showed up on my feed got 99% was bragging, and I'm like, no, this is an untenable situation. I need to ace this thing.
He's like, 100%.
It's the grudge, right? This is what drives me to success.
That's why I told people at work are like, why are you the way you are? Why are you so angry with him? I'm like, that's the only way I get in the door. That's the only way I get in the bed every day.
Spite and hate.
That anger drives
standing in line is for suckers. You need to find a way to get behind the velvet rope. I'm telling you right now.
And that anger is the way to do it.
Yeah, dude.
What's next?
Okay, so we got two left. Even a game? Are you mathematically eliminated?
I'm ahead.
I'm pretty sure.
Justine is out. Pat and I have a shot.
I should have one
back.
More than you.
Jake's one ahead of us.
You should be one.
Jake is one ahead. You and I are one.
So Justine can be the saboteur, right? She can like play with your guys' heads.
Renee is out.
Uh-huh. She play with my emotions.
There we go.
All right, next one. Stonehenge or Easter Island?
Ooh.
Mogwai? What are the statues on Easter
Maori.
Island? Maori. I got the right letter.
Mogwai is
a tough one, too.
That's Gremlins.
Yeah, Mogwai.
It's Kremlins.
I'll say Easter Island.
You missed that at game light.
Easter Island.
I'm going to go Stonehenge. It's an engineering marvel.
Stonehenge.
But so is Easter Island.
Yeah, those are just statues.
I'm going to say
Those stones are not from the island.
I'm going to say Easter Island because Hiddish appreciates craftsmanship. This is seriously, I have no idea how to answer this one.
I'll go Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Well, you should
have. You have a 50-50
shot. You
should have
gone first.
I
then you could start playing
first,
with people.
Because then they all would have.
No, I have my gut reaction. I have my gut answer.
I'll do Easter Island.
You do Easter Island. So I will say this because I know about the two places a little. I would definitely say Easter Island.
Yep.
The reason being is that if you excavate those statues, they have
they're
a head
huge
on top, but there's a body underneath.
Yeah, there's a body underneath.
Those crazy dudes did construction above ground and below ground. Props to them.
And those stones were moved.
And they were moved. Yeah.
They were moved a long way, and then there was not like a feasible way of doing it back then.
I don't know if this is
like
true.
Yeah, like the quarry or wherever they were
isn't
carved
it
is like
island?
Another. No, it's another part of the island.
Mm-hmm. So they rolled them.
So they had to transport them around, right?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
So hey, I saw Moana. I know what's up. All right.
I don't know. Was it in
check
Moana?
It out. It was good. No, but there's a lot of Polynesian.
Could have been.
So who said.
I did.
Who said Easter Island?
I did.
No, he said Stonehenge.
I had said Easter Island.
Who said Easter Island?
The three of you said Easter Island.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's that? Justine got a point.
Justine got a point. Renee and I did not.
Jake.
Yes.
And I am out of the running now.
I'm definitely out now.
Me.
So it's Mario and
yeah, he has
Jake's
got
to get this one wrong, and Mario's got to get it right.
Then we're tied.
Then you're tied.
But tied goes to the runner.
No, we do one more question.
Winner take all.
That's what we always do.
No.
All
right.
I think it's the first time we've ever had.
But you don't get anything if you win.
Oh, I don't get anything if I win, but I'll give it to Justine just to
spite me? Wow.
All right, last one.
Now I have to get it.
Sword fight or fist fight?
Sword fight.
I'm not even going to look.
No, he's not even going to look. Are these two different? Is this
sword fight sword or fist fight?
Is this like a sexual
fisticuffs or swordmanship? Swordmanship or fisticuffs?
That's a tough one. You said sword fight?
Absolutely.
Well, then I'll just say fist fight to throw it. I'll throw it the other way.
If you agree and it's right, you bring out the extra question.
Well, I would.
No, if we do the same answer, I win no matter what.
He wins no matter what. I'm just doing it to just be the opposite.
Anyways, it's sword fight. That one's easy.
Sword fight?
Mm-hmm.
It would be fist fight.
What did I say?
The reason being is.
Did I say fist fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we tied?
Oh, my God.
The reason being is fist fighting is a little more visceral.
Yeah.
That's
true. And a little gratifying.
Okay. You can get your rage out.
You get your rage out.
You know
get
what?
Your
grudge out. That's
right. Grudge.
Yeah. I was thinking
so sword
more...
fighting is a little more technique.
Yeah, that's what
and
I was
And I've got none of it.
Technique.
Trust me. You haven't seen me play basketball. There's no technique
Are
in my
you
life.
Are you kidding? You pick one.
So I would go fist fight.
Okay.
Pick one.
It's valid. Valid opinion.
To be honest with you, though, it wouldn't be either because I wouldn't pick up a sword and I don't think I'd punch someone, but I'd
if you had to choose between the
they'd
two,
get a forearm
punch
shiver just like Nick Van Exel, man.
Nick! We just talked about Nick the Quick. I was talking about him the other night. Underappreciated Nick Van Exel.
But I went with the visceral because that's how I see it.
Okay. Nick, one of the all-time great things.
Depends on how you sword fight.
Yeah.
Could be pretty visceral.
Hit him with the pommel.
All right, last
Give
one.
Give him the death stroke.
Twinkies or Ho-Hos?
Ooh. What is a Ho-Ho, though?
It's
is that
the
one in the
Ho-Ho.
Is that the one
I'm
with
saying
the
right now, Ho-Ho.
Wrapping over it, like the foil?
It's the chocolate one.
No, that's a ding-dong.
Chocolate cupcake with the white swirl on the top.
With the white little... Woo.
How have you
it's like the, it's like the spiraled one.
Yeah. I'm going with that.
I don't think
I'm going
had
with
a Ho-Ho.
The Ho-Ho.
So
let me ask you this. Since I'm out of the running, how do you eat a Twinkie and how do you eat a Ho-Ho? Because that determines a lot.
He's also diabetic, so he doesn't eat either.
Well, how did you use
it? I've never had a Ho-Ho.
Oh,
I'm going to say Twinkie.
That was a loaded no. New card. We're doing new
card. New
cards.
Card. New card. That's
new
fine.
Card.
That's fine. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. I was going to say Twinkie.
But wow.
But then I answered the question.
Now
I've never had a Ho-Ho.
If it's a food item, we have to ask if you've had
it.
I got it.
But I just scarf down. I don't.
I was gonna
I don't
say,
have a technique.
I was going to say Twinkie just to cover it. Just
some
try
people
to
have
it.
Like weird techniques for eating Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Well, wait a minute.
Ho-Hos, they'll split them in half. Twinkies, they'll suck out the whole.
Patrick, what I heard you like to do is you like to you break open the top of the Twinkie just so the cream is lightly exposed, and then you just lap your tongue on it like a kid.
So I actually like to take the Twinkie,
but the whole time
you're
doing
half, right?
But the whole time
you're
doing this.
Like,
I know
like
a trough of
take
cream.
Take the Ho-Ho, and then you split it, and then you stick them together. And then put the top back on, then you're golden.
No.
That's how you do it.
So you're lapping it up like a kitty.
No.
And you're making noises, and then you end up going like this, Madison Bumgarner. While you're is that true?
No, it's more about Buster Posey.
Oh yeah.
They all love
Buster. By the way, I would say this, if it was Twinkies or Ding Dongs, it would have been totally Ding Dongs.
Ding Dongs, of course. Seventh grade. Unwrap those foil suckers. Like a treasure. How are we doing on time?
22 minutes.
Oh, by the way, I got busted last night because somebody asked me what's the time, and I told him, and he's like, you're supposed to say it's time to get ill. And I was like, you caught me. I was hoisted on my own
baton.
Shoes on
the other foot.
Yep. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was thinking of you, buddy.
All right.
So this one. Fix it or buy a new one. Fix it or buy a new one.
Fix it.
And help me, guys. Help me out. Give me some context on this one.
Car.
All right.
Car?
Fix it.
Car is a big...
No, that's an easy answer.
Okay, we'll just say something that's fixable. Something that, you know, something like...
Fix it.
Like a
give me context.
Garbage disposal or... something that you could repair at home.
Squeaky door.
No, kids away with you.
That's buy a whole new
door. Buy a whole new door.
Door squeaky, got to buy a new one.
Some people.
Why what not about a clock? A
clock or a computer?
What about a what?
Oh, computer.
Yeah, we'll do. Let's do like a clock.
We'll say a computer.
Oh, something said, that can be replaced if
she
it's
said clock.
All right, so clock or computer.
Yeah.
How about we say something you could fix yourself? Something that is you.
Then why would you buy a new one?
Why would you buy a new one? Yeah.
Because some people do. I know people that are just like, this
I'm going to say right. fix it regardless.
All right.
I'll say ahead. Fix it.
Yeah, it'd be fix it.
Yeah.
This guy, isn't he? This guy, it's all he does is fool around with tools.
Well, now we're tied again.
Yeah, I wasn't going to throw that one. I wasn't going to go out like some.
We're going to be here all day now. Until
I'm not going to let the brawny man steal my best friend.
He's feeling the pressure.
I know, there's pressure now.
He's feeling the pressure.
Because he had to come
I know, because I was going to throw it on the other one. But
you, and you had to come back from behind.
Venus or Mars?
Haven't we?
Mars? Mars or Venus?
Mars?
Mars or
well,
Venus?
Well, Venus rhymes with... I'm going to say Mars.
Stop. We're going to be here all day.
Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Mars.
Damn it.
You can't land on Venus.
If you lose, I'll give you... You can go in the prize box for being the second one.
You can't land on Venus. You can go to Mars.
I want to be Hiddish's new best friend.
Okay? He's got a lot of rage. I'm just letting you know.
We found that
so
out.
So does Ed. So
yeah, Ed Porter does have a lot of rage.
Ed has a lot of
he
rage.
Does. He's an angry little
a lot
guy.
Of pent-up anger.
Ooh, there you go.
Steak or sushi?
Okay, so
ooh, that's
going.
A hard
Let
one
Jake
for me,
answer
man.
First.
You know, Jake. No. Jake has typically been answering first.
Mm. Oh, that's
oh,
true.
He has?
Yeah, you answer
yeah.
first.
Oh, okay.
Mario.
Mario.
Yeah. See, I'm getting these right before you're saying anything, and you're just following me.
No, no, no. No. Let me give you some context.
Okay.
When before Hiddish fell under my corrupt, my corruptive influence. He was vegetarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
For the most part.
I am so sorry.
And then he came over to my house and we introduced him to the wonders of meat. Meat, meat, meat. So he does eat a little meat now, although...
Mm. I'm about 80% vegetarian.
But he does like fish. I'm going to say sushi, just because I don't think beef is his first choice. But he does eat it.
Mm. But a good steak, though?
Mm-hmm.
That can turn any man to a meat eater.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say steak.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to say sushi.
Just to end
this,
it.
This will end it.
Just to end it.
Who's your best friend? Is it Jake?
So my friend Mario knows that the best... Let's see. How do I say this? When I want to go out and eat something, I'll sushi. Go for teppanyaki.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And teppanyaki, it's because of the steak.
That's it. You guys are best friends. And you get to go in the prize box.
There you go.
Woo! Nice work, Jake.
Joke's on.
You took him off my hands.
I definitely eat a lot more sushi.
I know. But you want that steak.
But you got it. Like,
right? It's like
one good steak.
It's just that.
Every once in a while. By the way, I got to take you to this Japanese place by the house where you cook your own meat right in front of the...
Korean barbecue?
Oh, no, it's a little Japanese place.
Oh. Japanese place.
A Japanese. What time? What are we at? What time is it?
2:38.
Okay, we don't have time to finish this other
voting game.
And it's been 3 weeks since we've done a Trump dump. There's no way. There's so
much
crap.
That'd be a whole episode on its own.
But this guy.
Does anyone watch The Daily Show?
Yes.
Yeah. Last night. Ain't got no time for this. It's like he just went over like, oh, he did this. Oh, I got no time to complain because he did this.
Yeah.
Because he did that. I laughed.
Hiddish and I spend a good part of every single day, I kid you not, going, can you believe this shit on Google Messenger for about, what, an hour or two every morning?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is why I was saying I'm failing at being a better person.
Well,
I'm holding the grudge.
There's reminders of it every day. How are you? You know, how are you supposed to get beyond it when
you need to forgive and forget? And then he pulls another thing. You're just like, God.
No. Somebody like
I've taken to calling him something new now. I just call him. I don't know who voted for what, but I'm going to say it: Bozo the Trump.
Nice.
Trump because it's like a comedy clown event.
Yeah, that
it
you're
really
right.
Is though.
I still like Lord Dampnut the most.
Lord Dampnut's
Lord
good.
Dampnut.
Somebody told me that...
That's giving him a really nice title.
Yeah.
Lord. I don't know. Just on that,
Lord's
I
Lord's
kinda...
a pretty big title, yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, yeah, that's true.
What do they call it? Well, Tsar. Tsar Dampnut.
Czar. It's better than Mr. President.
I just love, I think it was Garry Kasparov, the chess master. The chess master on Twitter said that the house is on fire. Trump is running around with a box of matches. And the GOP is trying to find out who called the fire department.
Yeah, totally.
That is the best analogy.
We can very easily just take one side on it. I totally understand you don't want leaks and that needs to be looked at. But when the subject of the leaks is as inflammatory as it is, you shouldn't be worried about the leaks per se.
No.
Or at the very least, you shouldn't be focused on where the leaks came from because this subject material is actually
really unless you have something to hide or you are going to be hurt by those leaks.
Yeah, yeah. The partisanship that's going on now is really kind of bumming me out.
It is because you wish people would stand up and say we have to put, as someone mentioned in their inaugural address, we have to put America first. But people don't seem to want to do that. They want to. Now's the time to push their agenda.
It's all about me, me, me.
Well, it's all about
and there's no compromise anymore, too.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Bozo the Trump.
But as a good friend of mine Mr. many Tiny months Hands. Ago said, he may be sitting at this table right now. If Trump wins, I'm putting my money in the mattress.
By the way, the stock market's starting to drop now because a lot of the corporate, I guess,
sponsors.
Not corporate sponsors, but just corporations in general are not feeling like they're going to get those tax benefits like Trump has promised because he's kind of getting sidetracked with everything else.
And he hasn't really kept any of his promises so far?
No. If you listen to him and believe him, he's doing everything.
Yeah.
If you believe him, though, that's the thing.
He has an 80% approval rate among Republicans.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
I just read an article in the
– That seems way
nationally,
too high.
Whoa. Nationally?
I would think maybe 70.
Nationally, he's low. 65. Among Republicans, he's hovering around 80%, at least from what I read. I will have to find that and cite that, but I don't want to be someone right. – I don't want to be accused of passing on fake news, but
right. –
Listen. Your head.
Right.
Listen, so have you guys ever heard about, like, you know, depending on where you put your hand to your face, it's how much stress you're feeling? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we lost today.
Yeah.
Or, oh, my God, you know, we lost today.
The more face that you cover, the more pain is.
Oh, my God.
Right. So the higher you go with your hand to your face
tells
you how stressed out you are about a situation. So talking about 80% approval rating amongst Republicans, I'm rubbing my temples.
You just gave us a great clue for when we play Secret Hitler and like werewolf and stuff.
Thank God, I'm gonna call out all you bitches.
Body language.
It's
hands on the table.
Body language. Hands on the table.
Did I just give you my tell?
Yeah.
We're gonna watch him all night.
Watch Justine. Justine just shuts down and turns.
Yeah,
around.
She just turns super.
How come
we're
not talking?
Wait, when I'm Hitler?
No, yeah. when you play
in general.
Well, according to Patrick, you're always Hitler.
Yep, always.
I'm always Hitler to him.
I think that speaks to our relationship.
And then he gets people who follow him, and then I'm always
Hitler. No, I mean just Hitler in the relationship.
Yeah.
You're the Hitler of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And he's the Sudetenland.
She's the charismatic.
He's the what?
She's the charismatic dictator.
So they annex the Sudetenland. Yeah. Germany.
You're the charismatic dictator of that, of the relationship.
What? Yeah. I went in the completely wrong direction with this, with that reference.
Listen, Hiddish, it's great to have you on the podcast, even if it's just for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad I was able to come in here and give you my hot sports takes.
Yeah. Dude, we need to. Well, first of all, how far do you see the Bruins going in the tournament? They're in the Sweet 16 now. No defense.
No, that's okay. The problem they have, just quick aside, they've already beaten Kentucky this year. I don't think they can beat them again.
I think
Kentucky will be a little bit better prepared, and so they may not make it out of the round of 16.
All right.
But I'm hoping they can beat them, beat UNC, and make it to the Final Four, because damn right.
What about your Dodgers?
What about them?
What do you like this year? You like it? You like the way they look so far? What are your early reports from spring training?
I actually haven't been following spring training too much. I do know Dave Roberts' father died.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a bummer.
No Vin Scully this year.
No Vin Scully this year. They'll win the West.
You think they'll beat those Giants?
I'm not sure. The Giants have their number, but over the course of the year, I think they'll win the West. But I've told you this before. Once you get to the playoffs, it's basically a crapshoot.
House divided. Justine, huge Dodger fan.
I'm a huge. I just like the Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah. And he's an idiot.
And he's a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. No,
you're
I mean,
not wrong.
What about our Lakers?
I mean, you know, with football, with basketball, the best team usually wins. In baseball, it's never really the case. I mean, you know, in 89, or 88, 89, and 90, right? The A's were the best team in Major League Baseball, but they went to the World Series three times and they only won once.
That's true.
So, suck it, A's.
Why are you mad at the A's now?
Because they wanted to play the best team in the National League.
That's right.
New York Mets.
Bring on the Mets.
And they didn't play the best team in the National League, and they lost anyway.
There you go.
So they can suck it.
Go Dodgers. Yeah. What about your Lakers? Are we going to get some draft picks?
It's a crapshoot. I think if they win the lottery, they'll draft a new point guard, and they'll have wasted the draft pick from 2 years ago, D'Angelo Russell. So...
There's a lot of infighting there, though. Whose team are you? Are you Team Genie or Team Junior?
Oh, Team Genie, man.
Right? Genie was there the whole time.
Team Genie. There's no doubt. Is there even any doubt in this room of Team Genie or Team Jimmy?
She was the Ivanka Trump willing to set up an office down the hall with no blowback. Oh, my God.
Let me put it to you this way. The Lakers have been run by Team Jimmy since 2010.
And how many championships have we won?
Oh, just think about how many times they haven't made the playoffs, right? And that's the most that they've ever missed the playoffs since their dad bought the team. There you go.
So Team Genie. Genie was there at she was there in the hard times.
Well, everyone's been in the hard times.
That's not Team Junior, not Junior.
Oh, come on. He's the one that's spearheading the hard times right now.
He showed up, though.
Yeah, he made it happen.
He made it happen.
He didn't wish for it. He made it happen.
God damn it. How's your Switch?
I love it. I still love it.
Thumbs up?
Yeah, I'm waiting for more games to come out.
There's
really nothing out right now.
Does Nikhil want a Switch or no?
Nope.
But he's got that PS4?
Yep.
Oh, I got that too.
He's on lockdown, though.
What happened?
No. It's school year, man. Time to lock him down.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. So at his school, they have iPads.
Yeah.
Instead of like paper books. Mm-hmm. And so all the kids run around with this stuff. And he was caught playing games in class.
What?
And I hold a grudge. Because I told him, don't do it. And I know this is first world problems. He has an iPhone. I said, you can have games on your iPhone, but you can't play any games on your iPad. Your iPad is a school device. Right? So I set a clear boundary for him, and he decided to put a game on his iPad and play it and got caught. Apparently, when I got called, he got caught twice.
Dang.
So that's in addition to me... You know, catching them once at home. Saying, hey.
So if it's from the school, don't they just take out the apps from that?
No. Apple doesn't let you do shit like that.
Oh.
And it's what the school uses. We're supposed to provide it.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So, I know when my dad was given the iPhone for the city, he couldn't even download certain apps that he needed.
That's pretty bad.
And he had to go ask, and he had to go higher and higher just to get someone to actually put an app on there.
It could be that the account that the phone is on, he's not the owner of the account, right?
Okay. And you can limit what they people get on their account.
Yeah. What game was he playing? I must know.
I don't know.
Was it anything good, or was he?
I don't know. I actually don't care.
I would be really mad if your son blew it all on Flappy Bird or something. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, here's the thing. So this happened maybe about 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and I said, okay, I told you once. That's bad enough. But then the school had to catch you twice, so I put the lockdown restrictions on his iPad. And I told him, no PlayStation, nothing.
Dang.
You're going to read a book. You're going to read a book. You're going to interact with the parents. And that's it.
Nice. Mm.
And he's actually, he's got 6 A's and 1 B plus.
Wow.
This is the way to go. Put that shit on.
I'm
lockdown.
The opposite, dude. I told my daughter, she got A's and B's at the quarter. And I said, if you get all, she was talking about the Nintendo Switch. And I said, listen. You get all A's, we'll get you a Nintendo Switch. I'll do it for you because I know you want one. And it's $300, but it's not very much. I said, but you can pull straight A's, we'll do it. Well, me not paying attention to when grades come out, mm-hmm. come out the week before the Switch comes out. She makes the principal's list, and I'm like, great. Now I got to go find and track down a Switch, which I did.
No, either way works.
But we have not had that problem where she will do, like, if we, you know, we set back, she sometimes, like on the weekends, if I tell her she needs to be in bed by a certain time, she'll push it. But during the week, she's usually really, really good. Mm-hmm. And we only usually have to tell her, but every kid is different. Every kid is
every kid's different. And yeah. he's been pretty good normally. I just don't want it to trend.
But they're getting that age where they push
in
the boundary.
In the wrong direction. I mean, they've you know,
he's in sixth grade?
Yeah.
It
was really tough because I treat my kids, I think, with a great deal of respect and, like, trust because I want them from a young age to understand these things.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had whatever they've needed. They've had whatever I think they should have for the longest time, and they've been really, really good.
Yeah, but just getting that age where they're going to start testing the boundaries.
Right, right. So,
start pushing your buttons.
Yeah, so this is the second year my kid's had an iPhone, and he's, what, 11? So he's had an iPhone since, like, 9.
Does he like being on it?
No, he actually doesn't. Just like everyone else, we don't call anyone with it. We just play games and text.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't make phone calls.
We have to tell my daughter to take her phone. We're like, you're going somewhere. You need to have your phone with you. It's not charged. She just doesn't. She doesn't really... use it. Yeah.
No worries. But, you know, it's not like I've been restricting him. I've been giving him whatever, you know, on a whim. Whatever.
Don't be afraid to crack down, man.
And I just said these are the simple rules for me, right? And this is basically for him, 3 strikes, right? Once against dad and twice against the school.
What did mom say?
Oh. Mom is agreeing with dad.
Let dad handle it.
Well, you know, she lets dad handle it, but she knows that I brought the hammer down.
You have to.
And she doesn't like to see that.
Can't, if you, unless if it's you her. Give him an inch, they'll take a mile.
Well, she does bring the hammer down. I'd be more afraid of her than I am of you.
Yeah, but, you know, he'd been slowly, like, weaning away from going to the library, reading books and things of that nature, and it's all back now.
Good.
It's all back, right? He goes... We have to keep taking him to the library to keep getting books. And I had noticed that kind of had petered off over the last couple of years. And that, you know, you don't notice the decay sometimes, only where you ended up, right? Mm-hmm. And in this case, I just realized, we ended up in a place where he wasn't always reading. He was more likely playing.
Yeah.
So I'm actually okay with it.
I know that feeling. Yeah. All right, guys. So read a book this week. That's your homework. What book are you reading right now, Patrick?
I am currently in between books. I just reread American Gods, and I'm trying to figure out something else.
I'm working through the complete Sherlock Holmes collection.
Yes! Big thumbs up. From which story are you on?
I'm on the same one.
Which one?
Slowly.
Studying Scarlet?
Yeah.
He reads.
I read very slowly.
That's okay.
It's all good, man.
Yeah. So, as long as you're reading.
Hmm.
Justine, what are you reading?
I finished Batgirl. I'm reading
no
Wonder
comic
Woman.
Books.
That's what I'm reading.
Renee, what are you reading?
You can read a comic.
I'm reading
their words in
Nightwing
it.
And Batman right now.
I am reading a book called Uprising. It's also about nonviolent protests in the 21st century, as recommended by Lauren Nichols.
That's
really good.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's taking me forever, though, because I only read a little bit at breakfast. You know what? I have to make more time to read. That is one thing that I am guilty of.
I read on my lunch breaks at work.
You have... a story about your coworker.
Okay, so we've talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's actually probably been about a month or so. I have a coworker who has the most ridiculous beliefs.
She doesn't believe in planets.
Planets don't exist. The stars are just dots in the sky. Dinosaurs are made up by the white man just to make money. This is word for word. Word for word.
Dinosaurs are made up by the white man.
To make money. So museums are just there to take our money.
That is awesome.
Really? That's the way to take money? You build a museum?
Yeah, that's her belief. And then...
obviously, she doesn't know what's going on with...
So basically, she doesn't believe in anything she can't see. Which, again...
But those bones are
real. But then
she
still's got other things.
Those fossils are real.
Don't get me started. I've tried. I've tried. The most recent one, which was the other day, is Tupac's alive... But Biggie's dead.
I believe that.
Like Did she get the same news? Did she get the news from Fox and Friends or something?
I have no clue. I have no clue. She's insane.
I love it.
And then he wants me to bring her on, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I hate her with a passion.
You know, this is a very interesting thing. I mean, people around the world all have different ideas.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I think 90% of us are in somewhat of an alignment, or are we on a planet, or is the sun revolve around us? But when there's people that are very adamant about it being the other way around, I'm actually kind of curious.
Like Shaq came out as a flat earther.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaq. And he said he's driven to Florida, from Florida to California, and did not see the curve, so the earth is flat.
You know, there was a little bit of that stuff going on around the All-Star break. Kyrie Irving said the same thing. I think they were promoting something. Are you sure?
It's not like we have
taken like the snark on that.
Maybe
we have pictures from space about our planet being round or anything.
I don't know.
Fake.
Let me see. Let's look it up.
Fake.
If I haven't seen.
You can look up Kyrie Irving. With my flat Earth, maybe something will come up. But I think there was something like that because he said the same thing.
The moon.
I'm like, how can you even say something like that?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the moon is a separate light. It gives off its own natural light, not like the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not like it. It's not like the light reflects off the surface of the moon and comes down to.
No. Yeah. Well, its own natural light.
So it may be interesting to have someone like that. I'm not saying that they're stupid or whatever. I actually want to understand how you came to this conclusion.
I would be okay with it if she was a good person.
Oh.
She's not a good person. So that's the best way I can describe it.
Fair enough.
You know, ideals or whatever, that's okay if you have your own. But if you're just genuinely a bad person, nah.
All right.
I'm not down.
All right. Kyrie Irving does believe it. From what I've said, but that's okay.
All right. No worries.
Listen.
Someone was mansplaining why he thought it was flat and Kyrie Irving was doing some stunt or something like that. I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't have time for this.
I like mansplaining.
It's nonsense.
Apparently so does Justine. Hello.
Hey.
I'm kidding. Okay, guys, we went a little long because we wanted to give Hiddish some little time, but we got to get out of here because there's another podcast coming. Is there?
Not that I'm aware of.
The ukulele kid isn't coming in today?
They're not reading lines?
No.
They're not doing it?
The photo shoot hasn't been set up. There's nothing else coming.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, but they've canceled this week.
What happened?
Did a string break?
No. You're going to feel like a dick.
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah, okay.
I already feel like a dick.
One of their
all
moms
the time.
Died, probably.
Did somebody die? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Tell me off the show. Okay. Tell me off the air. I already feel like a dick.
Yeah. I feel like a string broke, and I feel like that's
so for Jake Willard.
Someone's heartstring broke.
To my left, to Justine, for Justine Normandy, to his left, for Patrick, to his her right, left.
We're all to the left of each other if you're going this way.
And for Hiddish Patel, who's the meat in the love sandwich.
Oh, God.
And for Renee, who's the meat in another love sandwich.
Hey. Damn right.
With a Dodger bun and a Giants bun on either side.
Spicy capicola.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of, like, you know,
do you know
chipotle
how they say,
sauce.
Do you know how they say capicola? Do you know how you're supposed to say that?
No.
Gabagool.
Gabagool.
Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to God. I'm not kidding.
No.
I'm not contesting you, man.
Hey, Gabagool. Like, all right, guys.
It's one of those Gabagool guys.
Until next week, we say this transmission ends now and fight the power.
Oh, yeah, now you're going to have to spell
You should really
out.
Get some tickets.
What are you alluding to here?
Nothing.
What's he alluding to?
Nothing at all.
Has somebody here got tickets?
No, nobody here has tickets.
He's passive aggressively making a statement about something.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Passive aggressive.
I just.
The fact that
it's
sold out.
Not well known that I like Hamilton. It's not.
It's not well known.
Maybe he's trying to get somebody to offer him tickets.
No, not at all.
No, that boat has sailed.
What I heard is it's one of those crappy.
That boat has sailed.
If only.
It's one of those crappy things where American Express holders will get first shot at all the tickets, and then the rest of the general public.
That's not what this is.
And then there's
going
to be a lottery
Are you going to discuss this on the air?
No, you know what this is about.
Yeah, we do.
There's nothing to discuss. I'm a huge fan.
I know. You love it.
You know, you're a little impressed.
I keep telling you, get some tickets.
It sounds like it's a done deal. He's missed out on the tickets.
John, there's no done deal. There's no deal.
No deal. No
you
deal.
Sound awful hurt.
Pray I don't
deal
alter
or no
it
deal,
further.
There's no
sound
deal.
Sound awful hurt for somebody.
Wasn't even, you know, a thought in the mind.
Pray I don't alter
didn't
it further.
Didn't even cross my
so
mind.
So what is it? The Pantages? You going to play at the Pantages?
Oh, it is going to be at the Pantages. Wow. Tickets go on sale April 30th. Not that I would know that. Not that it's circled on my calendar.
April 30th, they've been sold out for 6 months.
Somebody has wounded him, yeah.
No. John, no.
I wish you to go on.
Do you think me so petty, John, that if someone were to... If someone were to,
if you give me the tickets,
I've done worse than kill you.
I've hurt you.
I've hurt you, and I wish to continue hurting you.
Love it, good old Con.
Buried alive. You'll be at Ticketron.
Buried alive.
Con.
That's it.
You okay over there?
Buddy? I'm great.
Stop crying.
So we're not going
to
talk about it.
Do we need to take another quick commercial break?
Look at that pouting face.
You know what we're going to talk
about? So pouting.
It really is.
What's wrong? I am not pouting. I am so happy.
So this is like the elephant in the room. Nobody's going to mention what
No.
Not yet? Oh. It's so heavy you can't say it
Maybe
on the
next
air.
Time.
You can't say it on the air.
There's no, John, there's no, you're reading a lot into it.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm reading exactly what's going on.
No, you're not.
And everyone's nodding in approval. Yeah.